was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with this. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 627. Suck it.
Yes.
We got Hannibal and Monty, and I think, we have G-Man, Hannibal and Monty. Yes! And what were we saying before the show?
I think I brought up that this is the blackest episode of DP.
Yes, thank you for owning it. Own that.
Yes. I brought the Kool-Aid and some fried chicken so we can go ahead and make this shit go, baby. Let's do it.
Don't oversell it, Hannibal. Don't oversell it.
I got 40 ounces in bad credit. What are we doing here, fellas?
Well, and I came here with 40 ounces on my scarf. What am I doing?
There you go.
All right. So, G-Man, I just have to start off right from the beginning. Is Dwayne The Rock Johnson black?
No.
You say no? I say yes.
He said no.
Kingston is the first ever black WWE champion, not The Rock.
All right.
But the question wasn't whether or not he was the first black WWF champion. The question was he, in fact, a black man?
He's half and half. I don't consider half and half to be a whole.
All right.
I consider my daughter black. She's half white.
Is Juicy Smollett French? That's my question.
Oh, here's another one, though. You said to me one time, G-Man, that Barack Obama is the first LGBT president. Can you explain to me what you meant when you said that?
I think he's gay or something like that, ain't he?
You think he's gay?
Yeah, I think he's bisexual or something like that. He definitely ain't just being Michelle Obama.
He's a liberal.
Is he an atheist, do you think? Or do you think he's a Satanist?
All liberals are bisexual. Member?
I think he's Muslim.
You think he's a Muslim?
Yeah.
So where does Muslim fall on LGBT?
How do we land on Obama being bisexual?
Because he's a Muslim.
Have you ever seen Michelle before?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama looks like a dude.
What are you talking about? Michelle Obama's got that cake, G-Man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man. She got that dunk, bro. She walking around with them Dunkin' Donuts behind her, bro.
That is the biggest woman in first lady history.
So you think Barack Obama is bisexual because Michelle Obama looks like a dude to you?
Yeah, G-Man thinks she's got the donuts behind, but the maple bar in front.
The guy's bisexual, takes it in the bucket.
Right out the gate, we starting with the crazy shit.
Yeah, dude, hold on. Let's give a little bit of explanation here. Didn't Hannibal and Monty do a series on G-Man? Isn't that true?
We did one G-Man show.
We did a whole G-Man show about G-Man.
I talked about this, or not the show, but we talked about him being on our show, and there was a miscommunication, I believe. We'll work out details. He's actually going to be on our show.
That's great.
As soon as I get permission to get G-Man Audacity, why don't you guys show your audience what he's talking about?
I'll play it now. I've got it queued up. Dude, G-Man, I'm on top of things here. G-Man, I know what's up. Oh, shit. Never mind. I'm not. All right. Here we go.
And that particular Google Hangout will be focused on primarily one thing. I'm asking everyone to bring their own personal rap to this particular Google Hangout.
I'm going to expose myself on YouTube.
Did you?
I'm going to make a YouTube video embarrassing myself.
Did you expose yourself?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy
G-Man.
You know you're breaking the law right now.
I will stomp a mud hole in you, sir.
I am not playing Dragnut.
My name is Gina.
You got the audacity. You're going to jail. You got the audacity.
My name is Gina.
You got the audacity.
That's all I got to say.
You got the audacity.
I sold $3,000.
You got the audacity. You got the audacity.
Because you don't got no evidence.
My name is Genie. My name is Genie.
Stupid,
can't just tell me. My name is Genie.
You can't beat me in fighting. You can't beat me in chemistry. You can't beat me in biology. You can't even walk better than me. You can't outrun me. Dude, you can't even outtalk me.
My name is Genie.
You can't beat me in fighting. You can't beat me in chemistry.
Who choke slammed there? Was that Dragnut choke slamming you?
Oh yeah, that was my idea actually. I met him in person, and I said I thought it would be really cool if you looked like you was trying to kill me.
Yeah,
we got a picture of it. I have a picture of me putting him in a wrestling move with an armbar.
G-Man is like under the giant, right? You can't fuck with G-Man unless
he
lets you.
So, are you going to thank these guys for making you sound cool?
Excuse me? Time out. Long before these guys ever came on here.
Oh,
I don't know, G-Man.
Should we watch one of
Stoned?
Can we watch one of your videos, like one of your music videos, and see which one's better?
Did you hear my Dragoon diss track? I see nobody talking about that.
What's that?
Oh. We talked about it.
I did a Dragoon diss track. Go look at it. Nobody wants to say nothing about it. You want to know why?
Did you hear it, Hannibal?
We talked about it.
And what do you think?
I think G-Man does very good raps.
I do very good raps. Anytime you want to do a rap battle, Junior, you let me
didn't
know.
You lose a rap battle to a white nationalist? G-Man, didn't you lose a rap battle to a white nationalist?
Wait, G-Man, would you say G-Man? Well, I want to make sure he gets the floor.
I will not battle anybody anytime. Well, not anytime, because I need time to put something together, because I can't. I'll rap battle you any day of the week. Just make an appointment, that's all.
Twice
on Sunday. You know, Hannibal's not a rapper, but He's a producer. How many time beat battle champion, Hannibal?
I've won more than anybody else on the planet. I'm a 39 time champion. I'm going to win my 40th before the year's over with.
39.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You ready to lose
your
first
one?
Oh man.
I will tell.
To produce his, and he hasn't even done it.
Oh, they're gonna collab. There will be a collab soon.
You gotta check out the
Billy,
situation.
Okay, Billy, would you like to collab on a G-Man record?
I can't think of a worse thing to rap about, but
it might be awesome.
Billy, where's your rap?
Where's my rap? YouTube.com, Billy the Fridge.
I got you down. I know your weakness. I got you.
I'm just saying, man. You know my weakness. Wasting time on rapping about you is my weakness.
So, G-Man, can I ask you one of the old classic questions? G-Man, can I ask you one of my favorite questions? G-Man, this is my favorite question. Do starving Christians exist?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's why I'm here today?
What?
No, G-Man.
Either it's your opinion or it's not, right?
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
I'll answer that question. I have a follow-up question. Do you believe that you're related to rats?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. There is no such thing as starving Christians unless or unless they're fasting. But listen to me now. You just said that you're related to rats. I wouldn't laugh if I were you. That's actually more funny right there.
I'm related to every living organic being on Earth.
Didn't God create all of us, rats included?
Yes, God created every last one of us.
So wouldn't we all be related to each other because we're all God's creation? How are you defining God? That's our daddy. He created all of us.
Daddy!
Daddy God created us and rats.
Daddy!
That's daddy God.
My father.
Father, son, and the holy shit, there's a rat.
So let everybody hear this. Billy the Fridge is scared to rap battle me. He hasn't made his rap yet. The last time I was
what? He's made so many raps. What are you talking about?
I think the first time you and I ever met was on the 24-hour show, and I delivered the last rap I ever want to leave.
Yeah, I saw Billy the Fridge on an episode of DP. Freestyle and slaughter you, G-Man.
The last time I was on this show, he said he would agree to make a rap or whatever. And I would respond to it. Where is it, Billy?
Okay. I definitely did not say I would make a rap and then let you respond to it. I would not initiate that sort of fuckery.
He's too busy playing Pokemon.
I play in the world. I can produce a video with you saying that then, right? Don't worry.
I mean, if you produce a video, I'll just be like, yeah, I was being a sweet boy. That's what sweet boys do. They lie to people's faces.
Sweet boy, Billy, and I want you.
I'm a sweet boy. I was just being a sweet boy, G-Man.
Why would he dress up as Batman to rap battle you? No, hold on. Why would he rap dress up as Batman to battle you? What is the strategic value?
Oh, because of your Batman rap?
I suppose. Here's the thing. I would probably, if Hannibal gave me a beat to rap a diss track about G-Man 2, I would probably sit down and make that happen because Hannibal's beats are dope.
Deal. Do it. Make them one. Give me the one I need. And I'll gladly deal with them. Make sure it's copyright free so we can play it on here. So everybody can see the destruction ability of Fridge by G-Man. Do it. You're laughing.
Is there anything off limits? Because the last time I beat you in a rap battle, you said I lost because I used cuss words. Am I not allowed to use cuss words?
I'm saying can't cuss. And that's the whole thing.
What? I can't cuss? What else is off limits? Can I talk about like Shanny for Christ? Or is that low below the belt?
Talk about Shanny, I don't care about Shanny. You can talk about
what happened? What, like, what's your side of the story with Shanny? What's, you know what? Billy told me, I think Billy told me he thought you and Shanny were kind of, you know.
Yeah, did you guys have a sexual relationship?
Did you cuck out Shanny's
I heard you put Shanny's man into the cuck tent while you moved into his house.
Here's the thing about Shanny and Rip. Shanny is the man of that house.
Of course.
And I know they're probably watching it.
Of course. I can't believe you would denigrate Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, but then move into the man of the house, Shanny for Christ. That's
when I was in her house, she gave me
the real man in the White House.
Shanny in the house. Shanny in the White House. Shanny in the house.
The Shanity.
Wait a minute.
We need the Shanity in the house. The White House.
Hey, Ben, did you remember the Drunken Peasants episode where she said that the moon was made of cheese?
I thought she just said, did she actually say cheese?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, she said the moon was made out of cheese. And
I thought she said the moon was like a light source or something.
Didn't she pull her pants down, shove her ass in her little cuck boyfriend's face and be like, my moon's full of cheese. Eat it until you're lactose intolerant.
No. She either said that the moon was made of cheese, or she said the moon was a hologram. She said the moon was made out of cheese, or the moon was a hologram.
The moon was a Harlem Shake.
He said hologram.
I don't know what the heck it was.
Oh, hologram.
Harlem Shake. You trying to be funny?
We know about holograms here at Drunken Peasants because I Googled it. Our entire universe is a holographic projection. I Googled that shit, so I won't sound stupid.
There you go. There you go.
So Hannibal, we got a deal, Hannibal. You gonna make us beat for him so he can run out of excuses already? Have you rap battle him?
I'm with it. Let's run the shit, man.
Now, Hannibal, you got to make a beat for me and for G-Man, right?
No, not today, because I can't freestyle. Give him a beat. Give him about a beat to rap or whatever. Make his production. Make his Batman.
Oh, what is
Batman
this? Hannibal, what is this? Batman Alicia says that you don't like dog people? Am I about to join G-Man's side? Am I about to join G-Man's side?
I didn't say that. I basically want Crush to give him a beat. Give him 2 weeks. Let him dress up as Batman. Batman's the theme.
What the fuck is Batman the theme for?
I want Batman a nice, tight Batman suit.
Why the hell is Batman the theme? I thought it was supposed to be dissing you.
Yeah, G-Man. G-Man,
make sure to wear the little red
demand.
Underwear.
Like, I want to rap battle you, but the topic is cheesecake.
The topic is cheesecake and Batman.
I'm the one who made it in this community. So you know what? Since I made this fun in this community, Billy is gonna have to make Batman a theme, and we're gonna see what kind of talent he really has.
This doesn't make sense at all, G-Man. I'm not doing this. This is stupid.
I did not accept the challenge
to make a Batman theme song about
you. So, G-Man, is what you're saying is that you're just afraid to, like, freestyle rap battle him? You have to, like, pre-produce it?
Yeah, I'm not a freestyle. I know my limits.
Oh, well, his name is G-Man, and he loves Batman.
Couldn't I make the argument, though?
So just give me a pen in 2 weeks. That's all I need.
But couldn't I make the argument? You said that a rap battle isn't genuine, isn't valid if the other person curses. Couldn't I make the argument that the rap battle isn't valid if you can't freestyle?
I mean, you could make all the rules up.
You know what? If you want to make that argument, fine. How about me and you rap battle?
Oh.
I don't know how to rap.
So how about that?
G-Man doesn't really rap either.
G-Man stepping up.
Look, G-Man, I don't rap. I just made the beat that made you sound better than anything you've ever done before.
Bars.
That's what I did.
Wait. Yeah. Billy's right. That's a bar.
That's a bar.
Anything that you ever.
I'm just saying it based on views and comments. I'm just saying it on metrics. That's all. I'm not saying it based on anything quantifiable. You know what? Just views and metrics.
All if, the stuff on my channel.
If Hannibal made a beat and just talked shit over it for a minute 30, I think that would suffice as a diss track. You don't got to rap. You just talk shit over that motherfucker. Just lay down some facts over it. Tal Bachman presents the G-Man diss track.
I will give both of y'all a beat. I will make a beat. I will give it to both of y'all so y'all can rap back and forth at each other. Now, look, do y'all want the same beat or do y'all want different beats?
I'm not going to make a Batman song for G-Man.
I want to go through G-Man's discography really quick here and see,
I don't get why I'd be making a Batman song for G-Man,
though.
Are
there any hidden gems here?
I don't understand the Batman
part either. All right. I like, you know what, G-Man? I love your use of the Wondershare watermark. I think that's a nice artistic choice.
Ben, don't do it yet, Ben.
Hold on a minute, Ben. I got something to say.
Hold on. G-Man, what were you saying?
Oh, G-Man.
Are you going to run commercials on this show?
Probably not YouTube ads. I always get demonetized.
Okay, don't put no YouTube ads on it, then, because I use Sonic Beats and I use Lion Prime Beat Productions.
Thanks for the warning.
You got me with that. All right?
I like G-Man. He's a sweet boy.
He is a sweet boy. G-Man's a sweet boy.
Here's my question. Not question. Just a statement. Because Ben pointed out the Wondershare here. All of your videos have this Wondershare thing on it. You know how hard that made it to edit the Audacity video? I had to find clips without Wondershare written all over it. You got to do better than that when you do the video.
Let's do this one instead.
It's Monty, right? The one with the braids. Your name is Monty, I think, right?
I'm Monty.
You're the cool one. You're the one I talk to on the Skype calls and whatnot, right?
Yes, and I'll say it to your face. I actually like you, G-Man.
Okay, great. So all of my videos don't have Wondershare on it. This one, I don't know nothing about videos. And all that.
See, the only thing that makes G-Man crazy is his religion. He's cool every other time, but once you talk about religion, he starts spouting some crazy shit. Like, there's no starving Christians in the world.
Or Barack Obama being bisexual. That's crazy.
Or The Rock not being African American.
Yes. Or you can rap battle me.
G-Man. And,
but you have to make it Batman themed.
G-Man, our G-Man, our baby. G-Man, are babies selfish?
Of course they are, yes. And they show that they're selfish. Do you understand what it means to be selfish?
I do know what it means to be selfish because I used to shit my pants and make other people take care of it too.
Oh, is that okay? So babies are selfish,
but I don't know
that babies are selfish. Do you believe that babies are animals?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, I can give it just as well as you can dish, but dude, seriously, so that don't bother me when you ask me whether or not babies are selfish. I say, are babies animals?
What does that prove at all? What are you saying?
Okay, you had Godless Engineer on here, and you had Godless Engineer and Kyle on here. You were asking whether or not I won that debate or not.
We can bring that up if you want. You lost the debate against Matt Dillahunty, right? When you called the Atheist Experience? Did you lose that one?
Wait a minute, with what?
Remember when you called the Atheist Experience?
No, I didn't lose that one. Can you show me when he refuted me? But I'm saying
that. Saw that, right?
Show me when he refuted me. Give me a timestamp. I have a $300 challenge. Anybody who can.
Should
me
we watch it really quick?
We can watch.
I'll probably get flagged for that one.
No, we should not watch it. We should.
Hannibal, this is just G-Search.
Shut up. We are not calling it G-Search, all right? Stop with all the G-puns, okay? It's not un-G-leavable. He's like, you know, Hannibal and Monty aren't your G-Rose. Like, stop it, all right? We did the G-Man episode.
Time out.
So you guys watched a whole bunch of G-Man. Was there anything that glared out to either one of you that you wanted to ask G-Man about?
I would like to say that I watched no G-Man stuff. So Monty, like for real, Monty and our lovely producer Zoe did all the work to make that episode of what it was. I made the beat for the audacity. You know, I made the audio part for the audacity. But like everything else in that episode. Yeah, everything I learned from that episode, and I am very the stuff I'm learning right now. So wait, what type of selfish animals are babies?
Wait a minute. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. You don't know nothing about me, do you?
Just the stuff that we talked about on the show, and there were.
Oh, I can't wait to come on your show, man. You better do some research before I come on here.
G-Man, it's G-Search. G-Search.
No, stop calling it that. We're not fucking calling it G-Search anymore.
G-Search. All right?
I don't believe him, by the way. I believe that he knows what he's getting himself involved in.
Pimp Monk wants to battle G-Man next week.
Oh, dude.
I will rap battle all four of you by myself.
Is it a rap battle that Pimp Monk wants? Or?
Yeah, he said rap battle.
Okay.
G-Man, I think I could beat you in a rap battle. I got punchlines, but I got no bars. You don't have either. You got no punchlines or bars, so I at least got the punchlines.
I got no punchlines or bars. Are you serious?
I got the punchlines.
Have you heard what I say about Atheist when you
do? G-Man, why do you want Batman to be brought up in the diss track? I don't get that at all.
Have you ever seen Billy's Batman rap, G-Man? Have you seen Billy's Batman rap?
I saw it. That's why I want the Batman theme.
Oh, okay.
I know what
I'm saying. That
doing.
Makes sense.
I want the Batman theme.
All right.
Do you think G-Man? You think G-Man has Batman? Is that my weakness? Is that I want to be Batman?
He wants Joe around as Robin.
And I battle you for the Batman theme. Seriously, I'm going to destroy you.
You giddy little fucker. I think it's cute that you're so excited about that.
So you guys had to watch so much. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions for him.
Do you have any questions from the G-Man episode since that was your first?
Yeah, I got a question. Like, are you like for real crazy or are you like YouTube troll crazy? Like, I'm trying to figure out how much of this is real or how much of this is you just like putting on the show.
You're wearing a wrestling mask that looks like a pig, but with a pig nose. You're asking me whether or not I'm crazy or not? Are you serious?
That's a bar. G-Man, that's a bar.
G-Man, you should tilt your camera down a little bit, like just a little bit. It looks like you're drowning in quicksand or something.
Are you trying to see his cleavage?
Does he have a cleavage?
That's, like, that's what you would do to girls on camera. Like, tilt your camera down for high
that's
def.
That's not what I would do.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's what you
I tell girls, there tilt you your camera down for high def. All and right. then you see that on the cleave.
Better. All right, cool.
That's an old tactic.
Give me a little something for the gram, you know?
Go ham on the gram.
Yes, yes.
Oh, so are you legit crazy, G-Man?
The guy with the mask. I have a question for the guy with the mask, because I don't know this guy.
That's Hannibal.
How long
have
you been on YouTube? Hannibal, I'm sorry. How long have you been on YouTube?
That's a strange question. How long have I used YouTube? How long have I been putting videos on YouTube? How long have I been podcasting on YouTube?
Okay, how long have you had a YouTube channel?
I've had a channel for years. But it's almost been exclusively music.
Actually,
stuff. We just
G-Man, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for to step into the ring with someone, this is your man right here.
One with the beat?
Yeah.
I'll rap battle.
Oh, rap battle. Okay. He used to challenge people to matches all the time.
You talking about wrestling matches?
Oh, I don't think. You're talking about Hannibal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's
talking about wrestling matches, I think. I don't mind doing wrestling matches. I want to see for it.
You don't wrestle, do you, Hannibal?
Would you get... would you do like an MMA match with someone, G-Man?
Why would you do this, Ben? why would you do this? This is just so...
Actually, Shani for Christ's husband, and Shani called me the N-word multiple times on their YouTube channel.
Whoa.
Didn't have the nerve to entertain the idea. Don't you hear this? They wanted me to entertain the idea of having a sparring match with him with the knowledge in my head that they called me the N-word. Like, I don't know how stupid people
hold on, though. Where did they do that?
That ain't going to be no sparring. That's
where did
be
they do that?
That's what that's gonna be.
When did that happen?
They did that on their YouTube. They gave me the N-word over and over and over in all of their videos.
Is it still there?
And it's still on their channel. Go look at it.
Well, send that to me.
I don't know the time, but send it to you. I'll send it to you. Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but do me a favor. Send me the episode where Shani said that, because I can't find it. Which she said that the moon is a hologram or the moon.
She said it was like a light source. And not a.
She said it was a light.
Yeah.
The moon is like a lamp.
I want that so bad. But anyway, back to business. So the guy with the mask, you have any other questions for me since you know nothing about me?
As he calls you the guy with the mask instead of just Hannibal.
Did you mean to make it come out gay sounding, or did this just fall out that way?
What came out gay sounding?
It was the way you did the intonation. Like you didn't swing your neck, but I felt like I could hear it in your voice. Like it's
okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. Are you anti-LGBTQ?
Am I anti-LGBTQ? Why would I be anti-LGBTQ?
I'm anti-LGBTQ. Are you?
Really? Why are you anti-BTQ? I'm curious.
Are you surprised?
Now me and Hannibal are both anti-LGBTQ.
Wait, are you? I didn't know this about Hannibal. Hannibal is one of my two best friends. Hannibal.
G-Man is teaching me stuff that I didn't know about today. So just why are you anti-LGBTQ? Is it the Q?
It's unnatural.
Really?
Natural.
Right.
You don't see it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a bunch of examples of like homosexuality.
Is it natural to ride in a car?
if it's unnatural to have gay sex, why doesn't the Bible tell the woman in the Bible to stimulate the man's anus? Because that's where the natural erogenous zone is for a male, right? Is in his anus. So like. Well, wouldn't the Bible then have to make it natural to say, women, put your thumb up in that butt and tickle?
That's your opinion.
Oh, that's not my opinion. That's science. There's a G-spot in the butthole. The male G-spot is in the butthole.
No, Hannibal said we're not doing G-puns anymore. There's not a G-spot.
Oh, it's not a G-spot? The cum button.
Damn you, Mom. Damn you.
The magical mystery the ride button is in the butthole.
I'm G-Man. You got to learn our names, G-Man. I'm Monty. That is Hannibal.
Listen,
dreadlocks, not braids. I'm Monty.
No. Listen. It's okay. If he doesn't want to commit our names to memory, that's totally fine. That's just it's all good. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Let's respect on our name.
You got the audacity.
There you go. Remember who made it, though.
All right.
Well, yes. What's your question, G-Man? What's your question?
Wait, Ben. I met one of your fans in person, Ben.
Okay.
I met a real life Jim Peasants fan.
Okay. I mean, I don't know all of them.
Going to a store, he says, "Oh my God, G-Man, I saw you on the Drunken Peasants." And the only thing he wanted to know about me was about Brett Keane. He didn't care about me. He wanted to know about Brett Keane.
Well, that's
he
dumb. Wanted to know whether or not they Brett need to ask G-Man about G-Man. Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream and make sure you're still subscribed. If you want to be subscribed to this channel, click the bell, all that fun stuff. Join our Discord. We have a Discord. It's really cool. Do that.
That's right.
We'll probably watch videos in a few.
I want to know what the question you have for me, G-Man. What is it? You had a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So the question is this: how long have you been an entertainer?
From the day I popped out of my mom's vagina. If my mom sees this, yes, I said your vagina, Ma. Yeah, she's gonna yell at me.
All right, so you've been an entertainer since you came out of your mother's womb. Okay, great. When do you get serious and learn how to, like, you know, defend what you believe? Like, you know how to do it?
Yeah, I know what I believe, but there's no reason to defend what I believe here. Like, what have I had to defend that I'm not defending?
Hold on a minute. Do you really, really believe you share a common ancestor with a rat? Like, do you really believe that?
Why does it matter if it's a rat or a dolphin or a chimpanzee or anything?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why does a rat matter more than anything else? Oh, are you giving us more clips to make a new soundboard?
Time out.
I don't know what you just said means. I don't know what the sounds mean. Like,
oh, I'm sorry. A dolphin.
All right. Gotcha. I don't know how that's relevant, but okay. I know what a dolphin is.
Do you believe you share a common ancestor with a dolphin?
Yes.
Yeah, at some point down the line, yes.
And we're both mammals, so we have a closer relation than we would with a reptile.
I got to help you guys out with that problem. I got to help you guys. Intelligent design. You guys are intelligently designed. You know, you're not related to no dolphin or a fish or a shark or a guppy.
Related?
Or like that.
You make it seem like we're literally like in the same family. Like I see them over the holidays. There's my cousin, the chimp, and next my cousin, the dolphin. Like what? It isn't even that complicated. They teach you this shit in like the fifth grade.
A billion years ago. One of your relatives was a tomato.
Hey,
doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
which religion were you raised in originally, G-Man? G-Man, weren't you raised in the Nation of Islam originally?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a little bit, yeah. My dad was.
Have you ever had a bean pie?
I am just so blown away by all this right now. I'm just so G-Man, you are an enigma, sir. Okay. I just want you to know that. So
You can't say that.
Wait, what does that
mean? Enigma?
I said enigma.
Enigma?
Okay. Oh.
Enigma. I heard what he said. Hannibal.
Yeah. You know Hannibal is the one with the mask, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hannibal, I want permission to keep Audacity as an opening for my channel. But I want it in writing, sir. The last time I took somebody before, I got pretty good.
Call your lawyers, guys. Have them write up a contract for you to let G-Man.
All right, G-Man, we can talk about that after the show. So let me... Are dinosaurs real? Did that happen, or is that like a hoax? What's your position on dinosaurs?
I believe that dinosaurs existed with human beings.
Okay. So, which isn't true.
It's true. Well, and we can talk about
it. It was in that documentary that they showed. It was called, what was it, Land Before Time? A Lost in Time or something like that? It used to come on.
Oh, Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. Yeah, it was a riveting documentary about a
Bill
family.
Lambeer was the tallest dinosaur in that.
I remember Land of the Lost. I was about 9 when that came out. And no, that is not where I'm getting my information from. I wasn't even a Christian then.
Bill Lambeer was the super tall dinosaur, man.
Sorry.
So, G-Man, did you steal money from a thing that you found outside and said God gave it to you?
Ah, this is a fun one.
You want to know what, though? I really need to start suing people because I never did nothing like that.
You never.
That's a conclusion that came.
No, cleared up, cleared up. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm asking you. I'm not accusing you.
There's like a billion videos out there talking about this. I don't need to clear it up.
Oh, so you made a billion videos saying that you didn't break into a safe because God left the safe there for you to break into?
No, I made videos talking about what happened, and then atheists took it and made it say what they wanted to say.
How much money was there? How much money did you find?
How much did God give you in that safe?
And I asked them a question. Prove it. And you want to know how much proof I saw? None. Then it turned into slander. Then they stopped talking.
Hold on, though. Let's unpack this. Was there not a time that you found money when you really needed it? Is that true?
I prayed. God provided. It was not stolen.
I didn't say anything about it being stolen yet. I'm just asking if you found money. All right, how much money was it?
Have you ever found money before? Oh, I'm sorry. This is what you're going to say on camera. I found money, and I found out who the owner was, and I brought it back to them.
No. I've never found a big amount of money besides loose change before. How much money did you find?
I found $5 once.
Hold on. How much did G-Man find?
That's personal.
Oh! Was it more than $200?
It was a lot.
Was it more than $1,000?
Yes, it was more than $1,000.
$5,000.
No, it was less than that.
Here's the question.
Here's the question I have, G-Man. Is it enough money that someone would want to protect it in a safe?
I know this. I have a question for you. Lawrence Krauss, is he a womanizer?
There's.
Does he take advantage of the authority that he has? And does Lawrence Krauss touch women when they don't want to be touched?
There are allegations to that, but what does that have to do with the safe?
We just went.
Did the amazing atheist stick a banana up his behind?
What does that have to do with anything we're talking about right now?
Myself.
You said spreading misinformation about that story, and I'm asking you to clear it up. That's all. That's fine.
G-Man just won. He proved himself right.
G-Man, your knowledge of what's going on with different people's booty holes is pretty amazing.
It ain't my fault that you guys put it on YouTube for everybody to see it.
G-Man, if you were hungry,
maybe your method of YouTube search differs from mine, because I don't have nothing like that on mine.
G-Man, if you were starving as a Christian, would a banana just appear out of someone's butthole for you to eat thanks to God?
Yeah, what's up with the starving Christians thing? Can explain, because I've heard people quote you saying that, and I don't really know what that means.
He doesn't like to talk about that either.
What does that mean, exactly? Like, there are no starving Christians.
So I was talking to Cult of Dusty. And Cult of Dusty?
Yes,
we got into the discussion about what was going on over in Africa or in a different part of the world. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about starving children. And I said I didn't believe that they were starving Christian children, right? Yeah. And the reason why I don't believe this is because I believe that my God provides for Christians on a regular basis. Now, if you're a real Christian,
you'll never starve, according to G-Man.
But you have to believe, like, from G-Man's point of view, this is the same God that gave him a safe full of cash that he was able to just pull $3,000 out of. Yeah, that's a good God right there. If God just gave me a safe full of cash to break into.
Our God is an awesome God.
My God is an awesome God. He feeds all the starving African children. They're Christian.
Our church is giving away food every week.
It's a good thing.
So do you think God and Barack Obama are alike because Barack Obama gave out food stamps? Does God have food stamps?
Devil. Barack Obama was a devil who I'm glad is not in office.
Oh, he's a devil too. He's a bisexual.
He didn't do a very
devil.
Good job. So now, he's a devil.
Is he a devil because he's bisexual, or is he bisexual because he's a devil?
He left office and hardly anything happened.
Was married to a secret and in hiding transgender.
Did you think that's hot?
Bam! Bam! He just hit you with a bam moment right there. All right.
You know, G-Man. G-Man, Billy likes chicks with dicks.
I don't like chicks with dicks. They're just not a deal breaker.
How do you feel about that? Is that unnatural?
I don't prefer them over regular women.
I believe that sexuality is unnatural. Can you prove otherwise? One thing to laugh at what I say. The next thing, you got to prove it.
Well, first we have to define what unnatural is, because I would argue we do unnatural things all the time in modern society.
Yeah, you know,
is it natural to use a
for the love
yeah,
of God?
Yeah, the technology
man,
we're using right now is unnatural.
Creamsicle wants to talk.
That's a bad argument.
Does Creamsicle think he's related to dogs?
Is it natural to use a combustion engine to propel yourself on a metal object with wheels on the bottom of it?
That's not natural.
You got to be comparing technology with sex.
Is it natural to turn water into wine?
We do use technology with sex all the time. I mean,
is it natural to feed an entire army with one fish and two loaves of bread? Is that natural?
Hey, Billy, are
is it natural to die and come back from the dead?
G-Man, out of it. Yes, no, Billy. I know you're scared to rap battle me, man.
No,
I'd say Christ is the most unnatural
right
person
now.
I've ever met.
I'm gonna give you
G-Man rap battle him right now,
beats, and then y'all can go ahead. I'll give y'all both a pack of like
do
five
it right now.
That y'all can just use.
Right, I need 90 to 95 speed for mine. I don't know what he needs, but I need 95 to 95.
Well, if I play the track, there's a slight delay, and it wouldn't be right on time. You'd have to play it for yourself on your side.
No. What I know, because G-Man said he needs time to. He wants time to write it, and I'm with that. You know, like let's see if his pen game is crazy. I mean, you know, I heard the
come to Jersey City.
Why haven't you played the Dragoon diss track yet?
We played it on our channel, G-Man. You didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, but you didn't say it was good. You didn't say it was bad. You made it sound
said it was bad.
Got one to share on it.
Come on. Oh no, I said it was bad.
No, we said it was bad on our channel.
It was bad, really?
Yeah.
It was better than that. You got the audacity. My name is G-Man.
There you go, Hannibal. He said it. He just said it out of his own mouth live. Told you he said it.
The audacity.
What did he say? So my Dragoon diss track was better than the audacity one. Play the video, you'll see.
So welcome, Dragon. How are you? This is going to trigger
G-Man
so bad.
You know what,
G-Man,
you just created a new golden turd category.
Wait a minute. Can we play the beginning again? Because that beginning is important. Can we play that again, please? I need trying to hide that.
So welcome, Dragon. How are you? This is going to trigger G-Man so bad. You realize that?
Oh, damn. G-Man knows.
That sounds all. I think he's going there.
Don't fuck with G-Man. Don't fuck with G-Man. Can I say fuck in your song? Can I sing?
It's
like
all about
the,
Christ. He's coming back soon. But before he returns, I'll diss to your goons. You got the audacity to talk about learning. I speak for us Christians.
And we think you're boring.
Drag met me once for a couple of hours. He thinks he's an expert on how I shower.
Thick.
His followers are lost. They believe every word. Drag lies so much, even the truth is absurd. So learn this lesson from back in your youth. You'll never stop us Christians from preaching the truth. Review this quote via YouTube troll. Sabella sold out. Satan controls her soul. She plays both sides with demonic precision. You're not preaching the cross, you're causing division. School is for learning, not the boast in your heart. You're so dumb you make Shanny look smart.
Hot girls, is that Shanny?
No.
Talking about my wife.
What's
Magal
doing
in
the video?
This one ain't playing clear. Anybody want to go look at the original video, go to my YouTube channel. It's the Dragoon diss track, and you'll see what I'm talking about. That's the Bella.
What the fuck is that?
That was my fault. I was trying to pull up
no
the
problem.
Chat
different no
place.
Problem.
No, sorry about that.
No, no problem.
Yeah, you guys got to my channel and watch it play on time. This right has got a delay. No, it's cool.
You know, listening to that, I'm sorry that I thought I could.
I actually think the
battle,
next
G-Man.
Part. I think the next
like
part.
Like I said, I won a rap battle, Billy the Fridge.
Hold
I
on though.
Started writing something already. So I
you
got
know what,
G-Man?
I like. I've seen this before, and I actually like the next part the best. Hold on.
All right.
Fuck it.
You can't rock with me, you're not even close. Your odds would be better if you had the Holy Ghost. You say I can't rap and I ain't got no flow. I'm a born again Christian trying to save you trolls. Once upon a time,
I like the fuck it part.
G-Man, maybe we should collab on a rap.
Did you put that part in?
Diss each other.
You know what the funny thing about it is, though? You guys have no talent whatsoever, because without cussing, you guys can't make a point with nothing.
Your mama, you're an unevolved rat who can't
get
the drama.
Yeah, there was no cussing in the audacity.
He's an unevolved rat?
Oh, damn.
I thought that rats didn't evolve into humans. I think.
Well, no, they do evolve into humans, and then they teach karate to turtles.
So
you see that documentary, Billy?
Oh, yeah. You master of Splinter.
TMNT.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So...
So anyway, anybody want to watch the actual rap, go to the G-Man channel, look for the Dragoon diss track, and you'll be able to see it for yourself.
On the G-Man channel, not this. This is you're saying this is a troll version?
Channel.
So you're saying there's an even better version of this rap?
And whether Billy the Fridge makes the rap or not, I will make mine, trust me, with the theme of
this
Batman.
Is your channel, This is your channel.
Let's do a hot Christian dance track.
You know what? I'm going to give G-Man, I'm going to put him over on, now he's only one away from having an even like-dislike ratio.
There you go. You almost got it. You know what, G-Man? I got you. I'm going to go give you a like, too.
So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I want to rap battle Billy the Fridge. Billy the Fridge, somebody on this show has got to tell the truth for once in their life. The Amazing Atheist told a lie. His brother
He's not
told
on
a
the
lie.
Show, so we don't need what? To talk about him.
There's another guy on here who had a situation who kept saying that all the time. Paul's ego. He lied. Now, Billy, are you going to be the next one in the grand in the Hall of Liars?
What would I be lying about?
Don't do it. I want to rap battle you, dude.
I want to collab with you. I want to make a hit Christian single, like a hot Christian. I want to do it like a Christian side hug remix with you. Give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side hug. We'll get together. We'll do like the fucking arm in arm dance. That'd be ill.
Give me that beat, Hannibal, so I can do what I got to do.
we can make that happen. Look, I'll give you guys a pack of five beats, the same five beats, and then I'll even make you a Batman beat. You know what I'm saying? And look, I'll make you one based on the animated series. I'll make you one based on the Tim Burton movies, and I'll make you one based on the Christopher Nolan movies. Bam! You have three different Batman beats. You know what I'm saying? You can
give me the beat, boy, to free my soul.
Billy, then we can do this better. Once I let my audience know that it's not going to be read your Bible and do what it says at the end of it, we'll see who's better.
So, G-Man, what would you do?
I
got a question for G-Man, too. You can ask first, and then I'll ask next.
I also have a question for G-Man.
Yeah, my question is, because this is based on what you just said. I am curious. Because you just said that you got to let your audience know you're not going to do the read your Bible and do what it says ending. Is that what holds you back from dropping mad crazy bars? Is that the thing? Is your scheme so complicated?
No. I have my time. That Dragoon diss track was for the Dragoons. You're not going to get the joke since you're probably not a Dragoon. All right? Now, when I get ready to start dealing with Billy, everybody in the Drunken Peasants and in the audience is going to understand what I'm going to say.
Oh, damn.
It's going to be totally different.
So, okay. G-Man,
I do watch the shit, and I know G-Man, what Billy can do.
G-Man, if you woke up,
I want him back.
G-Man, if you woke up in the morning,
you
know,
Yankovic want to be any day of the week. That's why I want to be able to do it.
Ooh, Billy, that was a bar. That was a bar.
I'm getting cold under all this shade that's getting thrown over here.
That was a bar.
G-Man brought the awning with him while at extra.
So, G-Man, I want to ask G-Man the real questions, though. G-Man, if you woke up tomorrow morning and there was a pair of perfect boobs right in front of your face, what would you do?
Well, first of all, how do you know that doesn't happen now?
You got perfect boobs in your face, my dude? Like, I could see you with a couple of Shanity fucking hangers.
I'm not saying it does.
I could see you going underwater like the damn crab from Little Mermaid in fucking Shanny's breasticle patch.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Looking like a goddamn Ursula fur pie. I could see that. But not perfect titties, my dude.
Let's not pull ourselves here, Billy. Yeah. I'm more likely to see a perfect pair of boobs in my face than you are. Okay, let me keep it real here for a moment.
Oh, all right. Hold on, I'm going to pull up a picture of some perfect boobies in my face right now.
You can't show the actual boobies.
Well, no, they're not actual boobies.
What are they then? Are they covered?
I am going to destroy this guy in this rap battle. Trust me, guys. I got the kryptonite to Mr. Billy the Fridge.
You think so?
How the fuck do we get owned by G-Man all the time?
Honestly,
you realize that there's four of us and one G-Man?
I know. How do you handle winning so much? Like, you're winning hard, G-Man. This is.
No, I'm not winning nothing because we're not having a competition. I'm just telling him what the future is going to be. So, well, Billy, do it, man. Let's see what you can do with Batman on your channel.
I'm not gonna do Batman. I don't care to do Batman. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a religious Christian rap, and I'm gonna do it better than you ever could. I'm gonna sell you on Christianity.
Oh, I like that angle.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he's gonna become your pastor.
I'm gonna double down, and I'm gonna make the entire Drunken Peasants fan base Christians, because they're gonna love my fucking Christian rap.
Okay, so that's perfect. Only Christians can vote, though.
Can we get some, like, Kirk Franklin-style beats behind this shit?
Only Christians can vote, and we'll see who can win.
Oh.
I'm going to Billy the Fridge. You going to play my game with me? No problem, Billy. I had no problem with that. The last atheist I tried doing that got destroyed, so we'll see.
Watch, G-Man. Watch. Watch, G-Man.
I'm producing.
Oh, he got some girl.
I'm producing.
Paid to be an extra.
Didn't pay this girl.
He doesn't pay her.
I'm just taunting. How close? See? Get
there
your face in some perfect boobs, G-Man. I provided it for you.
If I wasn't so private, I would show you my skills, dude. But I'm not going to.
Let me see.
Guess a little bit.
Let me see your face in some non-Shanity tatas.
Shanity.
If I take off my shirt and you take off your shirt.
Whoa!
Are you guys getting? Why is this getting gay?
Yeah.
No.
Why is this getting gay all of a sudden?
I honestly,
are we all taking our shirts off?
G-Man,
am I going to take my shirt off?
As a Christian, I'm not comfortable with bearing my body for views, and this is
this
conflicts with my Christian lifestyle.
Going. And he did just fine. He's got a million subscribers, so I don't know.
Are you LGBBQ, G-Man?
LGBBQ?
Are you LGBBQ? You want to see me with my shirt off for some reason?
Wait.
I love how I have a soundboard of... G-Man, this soundboard of you is great. It says so many things. I love this one.
My 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I love that. But you know what? I know you don't want to go there, Ben.
Hold on, though. I like this one because whenever I think someone's lying, I always play this.
Liar!
Ben, you have more subscribers than me, Ben. Yeah, you do. You do. But you had a whole lot more live viewers about a year ago, I think, right?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
You hypocrite.
You have so many great noises. I like it. I don't know why you're getting so defensive. This is great. But are you getting pounded in the ass here? What does that sound like?
I'm looking forward to my rap battle. That made my day.
Is it? Can you tell? Do you remember doing this and what you were doing? Were you like slapping your hands like this?
I don't know. I think that's enough for you doing that.
Yeah, were you clapping cheeks?
He
or
learned
something
it from
here?
Watching you, Ben. He learned it from watching you.
This sounds like the prison yard or yeah. something.
Is this you serving up cakes at the LGBBQ?
I love this comment here. This one's great. I have more subscribers on Pornhub than G-Man. Oh my God. Who's the Creamside, the Bat, Dragon?
Do you want to talk to. Okay. Wow. Creamsicle.
How old are you, like,
all right.
Three or something, I think?
I'm going to bring Creamsicle on, but not for that long. But Creamsicle wants to ask you some questions. Do you know what a furry is, G-Man? Do you know what a furry is?
What's a furry?
A furry is someone who enjoys dressing up like a cartoon animal. You know, kind of like something from Looney Tunes or Disney or some are anime. All right, well, Here's Creamsicle. We're going to bring Creamsicle on. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Cream, you there? Cream? Cream's muted right now.
Cream! Sorry.
Oh.
I had to mute myself while the stream is playing.
Cream. All right. What do you want to say to G-Man?
There we go.
I just want to say, G-Man, we both know what that sound was.
Yeah.
We know that sound was our passionate... hardcore intercourse where
what?
I was the DP fan you met, and not only met but got to know in the biblical sense of the word. And when we made sweet passionate
oh, really?
Love
really?
Yes, that was our clip. You can even hear it. Ben, play it.
No,
that was him. That was him getting pounded in the booty pipe
by
this
you.
This pupper knows
oh
how to
God,
lace
God,
a pipe.
I'm black.
You see, he's the bottom. That's why he's making so much noise.
Yes, you're totally right. I like my sex. Because
he's getting pounded
tongue,
with this pupper's pee pee.
I like the
G-Man, I can't hear you.
No, I don't like watching Land of the Lost. Stop asking me that, Cream Pie. All right?
I don't like that.
I'm not talking about Land of the Lost, you fucking weirdo.
That is disgusting. I don't like eating speed stick. You sick freak, you.
Speed stick? What? Who eats speed stick?
Cream
I'm so confused.
G-Man, I'm not shoe nice, you fucking weirdo.
Whoa.
I'm not into that, dude. Listen to me. I don't lick Billy's feet. If you want to do that, dude, you do it. I'm not into licking Billy's feet. You do that stuff, not me.
Where's he getting this from? Who brought up my feet?
G-Man.
Is God talking to you in your earpiece, G-Man? He wants you to lick my feet? Because I'm not into that. I'm a Christian boy.
I'm sorry.
G-Man doesn't even suck toes.
I think he's making a prediction. His prediction is atheism. Atheism what? Say it again. Atheism madness. I agree with you, man. Totally.
G-Man's communicating with...
I don't know what's going on. Oh, no.
I feel like G-Man is just completely...
No, I know what's going on right now. Guys. I know what's going on right now. I know what G-Man's doing. I know exactly what he's doing.
Hi, friends. In Planet Earth Dating, it's Saturday, September 14th, 2019. In both the Lynn Life and the Jimmy Body Mind, the authorized souls remain only child souls from the deeper, denser dimensions. And all other souls from all other dimensions, as long as the souls are already participating in the many efforts of the Search for Truth community to complete the many assignments already given to the Search for Truth community by wiser minds above all of us. We also...
They talk to angels, G-Man.
That's true.
These two women talk to angels.
True. Yeah, either angels or tree ants. Either or.
Yeah, they talk to the trees, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think it's possible for people to speak with angels, G-Man?
I don't know these two women. They sound like the crazy. I don't know them.
He sure does. He's talking to one right now.
All right.
He's
Cream,
talking
anything
to
else you wanna,
the divine.
Anything else you want to say
Go
to
ahead,
G-Man?
I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah. Yes, G-Man, I wanted to make a proposal.
Yeah.
Are you a cat person or like a dog person?
I like grasshoppers.
What?
That doesn't answer my question.
You asked me, was I a spider person?
No, do you like cats or dogs?
Or whether or not I was a dragon person. I'm more into grasshoppers.
No, what? Cats or dogs?
I like grasshoppers.
Who the fuck's talking about a dragon?
I like grasshoppers.
What is this world of madness I've stepped into?
G-Man, I just want to make you a little proposal. I just want you to put a collar and a leash on me, tell me I'm your good girl, and, you know, get a puppy crate for me.
And, you know, $1,000, man. Thank you.
Getting some puppy training pads. And listen, if you do that,
I'm sorry you're being treated this way, Creamsicle.
I know.
I'm truly sorry.
This is persecution. This is very persecuted
as a person who wants to give me money.
I don't want
to
be treated as a person. I want to be treated like a dog.
G-Man, what if God right now is giving you $3,000 worth of ass in the form of Creamsicle?
Wow, you know what, Billy, you're right about that. $3,000 my
this pupper puss is at least worth $4,000, Billy.
You think you got a $4,000 pupper puss?
I'll take it right now, man. I go buy me some food, some clothes. You can get
all
me right,
G-Man.
Now.
Thank Cream.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, Cream's great.
You're welcome.
And,
you're welcome. Cream pie.
So that was your first furry that you talked to?
Get a life.
Do you think furries are going
question.
To hell?
Like, yeah, what's your answer
maybe?
To that, G-Man? Is that the first furry you've ever talked to?
Yeah.
The first furry?
Furry, yeah. He identifies as a pupper. Like, you can't think he's going to hell, right? Because all dogs go to heaven.
I didn't understand what you guys meant by furries. Like, see, I thought you guys were talking about chia pets.
No,
but
no.
Now that I understand that you're talking about, you know, teddy bears and whatnot.
No!
He dresses up like a teddy bear and fucks.
He has sex while dressing like a dog.
Yeah. He wanted you to roll up a newspaper and bash him over the nose with it after he piddled on your carpet.
Y'all can't see it right now, but Hannibal is so confused.
These
we've been friends so long, I can read his expression.
These are furries. These are furries, yeah. G-Man.
A furry. You mean a feline?
Yeah. Do you see these furries? They're some of the greatest members of our society. That one right there invented the wheel.
I see Thunderfoot. I see Ellen.
Pretty sure one of those guys there founded Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
Rod's right there. He's looking kind of yellow there.
This is for the culture, my dude.
Wielder too for you Kingdom Hearts fans out there.
Dragnut over there. Hey, they got Shani and Red. They're in the back somewhere. That's great. Yeah.
Well, is a manatee actually a furry, or is that like do they become like a scaly or?
No, Brett Keen is not a manatee. Brett
no, Shanity. The Shanity. Sorry.
Respectful person.
No, I was talking about the Shanity.
You know what? Right quick here, we are going to pause.
Oh, you mean the one? Do you mean
did
that?
Did you say we're going to pause PAWS?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Behave.
I see what you did there.
Behave.
All right. We have a quick word from our sponsors. We will be right back in 1 minute. No one go anywhere. We will be right back.
How often do you think about your socks? If you're like I used to be, not much. But I recently discovered socks that changed the way I'll think about socks forever. They're called Bombas. So I got Bombas. Not only were they comfortable, but the men's solid calf sock, it came in yellow. It was like I had bananas on my feet. You know, we could kick it or hit you with that banana split. And the cool thing about Bombas, when you buy a pair, they give a pair. One of the most requested donation items at like homeless shelter is socks. So you're doing something good for yourself. You're also giving a pair to someone in need. It's really cool. Bombas are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They're made from super soft, natural cotton, and every pair comes with arch support, a seamless toe, and cushioned footbed that's comfy but not too thick. With many colors, patterns, lengths, and styles, Bombas look great in the gym, at the office, and out on the town. And for every Bombas purchase you make, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Buy your Bombas at bombas.com/peasants today and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/peasants for 20% off.
All right, we are back. Thanks for sticking around.
Where'd G-Man go?
Let me tell you guys a cool joke about Shani. Okay, look. This is an Oreo cookie. This is what she wanted. She wanted me to remove this. She wanted me to take this. And she wanted me to...
What are you talking about right now? Can you explain this?
He's trying to say that she wanted him to eat the cookie.
What? Is that what she wanted? G-Man, you come on. Tell us the truth now.
No!
Tell us the truth. G-Man, she wanted you to hit it up like
Danny wanted me to get the vanilla. I told her
she wanted you to get the vanilla out of her chocolate place?
I only like Oreos, you know? I only like Oreos.
What I was gonna say is, it bad that I've already figured out the parody video that we would do on the Hannibal and Monty version of our ripoff of your show? I already know what the parody version of your new sponsor is.
Yeah, I swear when I saw it, I thought it said bomb ass socks, and I was like, oh, that's dope.
Bomb ass socks. Bombas. Bombas. Yeah.
See, we're on the same page.
Yeah, bomb ass socks.
Yeah, bomb ass.
G-Man, did you eat out Shanny for Christ? Because you're going to town on that cookie.
It seems to be your tongue
is conducive with diabetes.
Is cunnilingus a sin, G-Man? Is eating pussy a sin?
Is eating Oreos a sin? I don't think so. I mean, it's got a little.
No, he didn't say Oreos.
No, I didn't say nothing about eating no ginger Oreos.
My
oral?
Yeah.
My oral?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, is it a sin? Whatever goes on in your bedroom, as far as that's concerned, is your own business.
So butt sex.
So it's not a sin.
I don't got a comment on that.
So did you eat out Shanny for Christ?
What?
Did you eat out Shanny for Christ?
No. What I did was I took this.
Okay. So you split her vagina lips like an Oreo cookie, and you got her middle creamy mass, and you licked it up with your dilapidated tongue. Okay, my guy. Oh! Why does G-Man look like he's eating winning a hot dog eating contest inside Shanny's vagina? You look like goddamn Kobayashi.
I ain't gonna think of that.
You got some You got some afterbirth on your lip there, dude.
Wait, what did you do with the soap?
Yeah.
I'm going to spin till I spew.
My guy is committing a gluttony right now, by the way. A serving of Oreos is 2 or 3 Oreos. If that's double stuff, it's 2.
She's not laughing on her YouTube channel. She won't laugh about nothing.
Wait, just hold on one second, guys. Hold on one second. Babe, throw away all the Oreos. Throw all the Oreos in the trash.
I'm going to go to your house and lick your Oreos because I have my own Oreos. You understand me?
Are we going to have a cunning linguist Oreo eating contest?
G-Man, there's a reason why people don't know why you should never eat the peanut butter in my house. Don't put that out for everybody to see.
What? What?
By the way, before I leave here, I got to make sure I say something to you guys. Every last one of you need to repent of your sins and come to Jesus Christ. I want to make sure I say that before I leave. Every last one of you need to repent and come to Jesus Christ.
Are you
I'm a Christian now, G-Man.
Tell everybody I don't preach the gospel when I come on here. So
we should become Catholic, right, G-Man? Catholic.
Who's Catholic?
We should become Catholic then, right?
They like Jesus.
Do you mind if I bring Sabella in here? She doesn't have a working microphone or a working camera, and I don't think she knows how to use a real voice, but do you mind if I bring her in here one day?
Are you?
I don't know, man. We can talk about that when we're not live.
Should I go back to being
a Jehovah's Witness then? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, you?
Yes. Should I
go back
to
that? Well, you said turn to Jesus, right?
Would be in a better place to be in a Jehovah's.
How about Mormon? Can I become Mormon?
A basis for your morality. You don't got a basis for it.
Can I become Mormon? Mormons follow Jesus, right?
Well, they don't. Mormons follow They think
Mormons think Jesus lived in Wyoming, right?
Right.
It's Missouri. Missouri.
There you go, Missouri.
I'm sorry. Can you guys get Jesus H. Christ on here?
Why do you keep asking this kind of shit?
I want that guy on this channel. I want to rebuke him for a lot of the things. Get him on this channel.
Who?
I promise you, you'll get him on here. Please, just get him on
who?
Here.
Who?
Get him on. Jesus H. Christ. Get him on here.
I don't know who that is.
I guarantee you, your views will quadruple. Get him on here.
Are you talking about SoCal Jesus? The guy that's in all the PewDiePie videos? That's my buddy.
Guy, I want him. Bring him on this channel.
The guy from Southern California that's in all the YouTube videos.
I don't know. Who knows who he's talking about? He knows a lot of obscure people. Hey, did you know your buddy? Hey, G-Man, your buddy Bionic Dance lives around here where we live. I heard.
Where do you live?
Where do we live? Seattle.
What state? Oh, Bionic Dance, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. This... I think she moved. She don't live in Seattle.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard that a long time ago. I don't know her or anything.
G-Man?
Is that Jesus?
I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Is it this one?
And Jesus follows you.
Yeah.
Jesus is a follower of you.
Yeah, I would say I'm one of his disciples.
And this has to be the real Jesus.
Yeah, he's got 68,000 followers, my
right.
dude. That's pretty big.
That's the real Jesus.
Find
right
me
there.
One Jesus on Twitter with more followers.
Tell him to come here.
Yeah.
Tell him to come good here.
G-Man, what's Jesus's ethnicity?
I don't care what his ethnicity. I care about his blood.
You should talk about
So about his blood. Is it Merlot, Cabernet, or Malbec? Like the blood of Christ. What
his blood was red, and that's all I care about.
So Cabernet, G-Man, maybe Sauvignon.
G-Man, if you owed me $250,000, and I decided I owned you, would that be okay?
I don't think okay. In of itself, there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, what see, I mean see by in of itself, G-Man is, I wanted him to defend slavery.
What?
Yep.
What?
Wait a minute. I didn't just do that. You asked me a question.
Bruh. So G-Man,
if I owed you 250, no, wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
I tried to help you.
You said that if I owed you money, was it okay for you to owe me?
Yeah, is
and
it
I
okay?
Said, in of itself, I have no problem with it. We didn't talk about what you're going to have me do.
How much money did you owe Shani for Christ for her to make you eat that fucking Oreo, though?
Oh.
My God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is she a troll?
G-Man's about to catch diabetes from the Cletus.
So, G-Man, it's okay for people to own people, is what you're saying, right? People can own other people. So that's not okay?
You know what it's wrong, man?
Can someone own another person?
That's a straw man.
Oh, no, I'm asking you. That's not a straw man to ask you.
My argument is that there's nothing wrong with a human being owning another human being in of itself. And you don't disagree with that, by the way.
Yes, we don't. I do.
You don't disagree with that. Neither do you.
I believe that no human has the authority to own anybody else.
I disagree with that.
Wait, that's not true,
man. I kind of have a big problem with that, G-Man.
Yeah.
Like, kind of a really big problem with that.
No, you don't. And Hannibal, I'm going to use you. I'm sorry, not Hannibal. Marvin, what's your name again?
Monty.
Ben, what's your name?
Monty. Look, G-Man, if the white people can get it right every week.
You say that
come on, bro.
Dog, Monty? Monty, you own the dog, don't you, Monty?
Yes.
You own the dog, don't you?
Yes, I love my dog.
Are you an animal, Monty? Monty, are you an animal? Are you an animal?
Yes, but I'm not a dog.
Are you a bee animal?
If people own animals, then we're okay with slavery. And that's what, okay, I see what the argument is.
What's wrong with owning another animal?
This is a dumbass argument, man.
Just because I'm not a dog. I'm very much a speciesist, G-Man. I prefer humans over other animals, but, you know, I will keep the other animals.
So, G-Man, by that logic, you would be okay with cannibalism too, right?
Yeah, he did eat that pussy because like
people,
a cannibal.
Because if people own an animal,
a shannibal.
If people own
a shannibal,
shannibalism.
Being okay with slavery, then if people eat animals, shouldn't we be okay to eat other people? By that logic,
so according to your worldview, it should be okay to do all of that stuff.
No, I didn't say I'm asking you a question. I'm just like
I'm a human being. I ain't no animal. I don't believe I'm an animal. You're the one who believe that you related to a pastor.
What page? Okay. What page of the Bible did you use to wipe your mouth up after going down on Shani for Christ? That's my only question. Oh, you
but
didn't?
I think that you that you would do it, not me.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't do that.
You would.
Okay, I would do it for God.
Oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't do it for nobody.
You wouldn't? If God was like, eat that fucking mangled muff, you wouldn't do it for the Lord?
No. She has a husband. Oh,
man. Because I'm a true Christian, right?
Wasn't there incest in the Bible for the Lord? The Lord wanted incest to happen in the Bible.
Well, my God is a pervert. God, he loves incestual sex with kids.
There is a bunch of incest in the Bible.
Yeah, there is. In the Old Testament, especially.
But the Old Testament was the only one that really talked down on homosexuals, right?
No, there's a little bit in the New Testament.
Thank you.
I'm consistent. And I know what I'm talking about, and I'm actually a debater.
Is there more incest in the New Testament or more homosexual condemnation? Like, are they more pro incest or more anti gay in the New Testament?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's we need a scholar.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so you know the Bible that you read?
What you think about?
Oh, damn!
That was a quote from our first. That was a quote from our first African American WWE champion, The Rock.
Back, man.
It doesn't matter what you think, Billy.
I guess at the end of the day, I just wish that my God liked gay people and didn't like fucking his sister.
That's fair.
Ooh, he got me there, guys. Ooh, what am I going to do? Ooh.
You can eat another Oreo. Let us see that tongue game, G-Man.
We were almighty Golgotha.
Because Billy can be me. I'm going to be Billy. Hashtag Billy's going to lose. Hashtag Billy's going to lose.
I'm definitely not a starving Christian. I overeat.
Definitely, please, ladies and gents, give this guy a beat so I can destroy him already. Give this man a beat.
Give me the beat, bud, free my soul.
You want me to give him a beat right now?
Wanna get lost in rock and roll. I'm not gonna rap right now.
Okay.
Last thing I want to do is accidentally say a cuss word while I rap and get disqualified.
Fuck. That's hard to deal with.
It's hard.
Those are hard restraints.
I think Sabella's here. She says, stuff your face some more, G-Fake. That sounds like a Sabella quote, so that must be her there. That sounds like Sabella.
I don't know who that is.
I think it's the one person that's capable of saying anything negative about G-Man.
G-Man, look, I'm going to give you a pointer. Nobody knows when you say these names, nobody knows who you're talking about.
They know who they are. You know who they are. You know Dragon, don't you?
I do. You know why? Because I did the G-Search.
Stop it, Monty. Stop that shit, all right? You're not calling it G-Search anymore.
When you did the G search, what did you find?
I found everybody you've talked about. Like, actually, I found Dragnut because I did the G search on you, and I was like, there was Dragnut, and you know, I found everybody else. I enjoy Dragnut. He's a fun person. He's actually come to New Orleans and hung out with me. You know why? Because when I reached out to him, he acknowledged my existence. Unlike you.
Oh!
And he actually came and hung out with me.
One video. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I don't got one video on my YouTube channel talking about you guys, right?
You don't.
Hannibal, would you like to make a little wager on that? Because you know I want that intro. Would you like to make a little wager on that?
What's the bet?
I bet you you're on my YouTube channel, and I bet you. And by the way, I want ownership.
Why do you want to play this? Why do you want to play this as an intro on your channel when they're making fun of you saying a word really dumb?
I know. I've acknowledged him before, and I actually screen shared to everybody what he was saying. So that's how I know he's doing it. But then
a week later, you pretended you didn't know who made the song, G-Man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Dragnut told me who it was.
There's just a level of disrespect here, G-Man.
Wow, I can't believe G-Man does this.
It's hilarious.
Hey. I know they're watching. Hold on a minute. I know they're watching. Hold on a minute.
Oh, he's got to change the subject. Give him a second.
Yeah.
There we go. There you go.
That's a Shani-flavored Oreo.
Oh, my God.
man. Yeah, that's called a G-Dodge right there.
I like how he's all, like, smiling about that, too.
The Oreo cream is flavored like white women in poverty.
He hasn't denied
it. I love Oreo cookies.
I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Did you have to break into their house, G-Man? Did you have to break into their house?
Good question.
Did I break into their house?
Yeah.
Well, according to this document right here, I didn't break into nothing.
According to them, did you? Did they accuse you of that?
Did you have to sign an NDA?
And that's why I haven't been to court yet, because they can't prove that. And I can prove that that's not the case. So okay. I have a document here.
You have a document.
That, their house is going to be condemned, and somebody had to go in the house to cut the ACs off. She gave the neighbor permission to allow me to go in the house to do what I did, and I can prove all of that.
Yeah, this is Game of Homes, by the way, Hannibal. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. I'm just making sure you're up.
G-Man, is Shani a real Christian?
A real Christian? I wouldn't put it that way.
She's not. She's not a real Christian.
In order for a person to be a real one, you have to identify that person as a Christian. Shani is what I would call, I'd rather not even talk about that, to be honest.
I want to know, what about her makes her not a real Christian? What about her makes her not real as a Christian?
I don't want to talk about that regarding her. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, I got other stuff I'll talk about, but that I won't talk about.
Okay. Will you eat another Oreo like a pussy for us?
Stop it, Billy. Stop it.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to revoke your sweet boy card if you keep asking him to do that. Stop.
I feel like we're ganging up on G-Man. I just want to support him in the things that I agree with him on.
He just learned about furries for the first
time.
Yeah,
not doing a good enough job getting up on the action.
This is how I see it, G-Man. This is how I see it. You were born into the Nation of Islam. And somehow you broke those chains.
The Nation of Islam, and I never practiced any of it. I never did anything with it. The only thing I had to do with it forced me to wear a skull.
Going to hell. You're going to hell.
You broke those chains and became a Christian. I just want to break the chains of Christianity and have you become a sexual deviant that eats pussy like Oreos. I think you'd love it.
Number one, that's never going to happen. My teeth is never going to be broken.
Have you ever been the bowl in a cuck and bowl scenario?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Have you ever been the bull where you bang somebody's wife in front of them? Was that the relationship between you and Shanity and her husband, Kleb, or whatever his name was? Clemus? The Shanity. You know Shanity?
Cletus?
Shanity for Christ and her husband, Cletus?
How about that? You can talk to her yourself. I can give her the link to come in here if you want, and you can ask her yourself. How about that?
The last thing I want to do is have to turn her down for sex again.
Wait a minute. She offered you that?
She thinks that we only want her on the show because we want to eat her asshole. Those are her words, not mine. All right? And we never actually invited her on the show, but she just put the idea in everyone's head.
She's like, you want to eat my ass, drunken peasants? Go ahead, burn your fucking face right in there.
No, she didn't say, you can't burn your face away. This ass is only for him. And then she pointed to Klebo.
This ass is for that. Yeah, motherfucker over there.
Clayron on the couch was like, "Ah, oh, eat that ass, and I hate my life."
I don't support all that cussing, but did she really say that?
She really said that.
She did say the eat your ass part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
she did
I don't
say that.
Because of that, we haven't really invited her back on the show.
I never invited her on the show.
I guess we never invited her, but
no.
I keep thinking that we did because she was so certain that we only did so that we could eat her asshole.
We didn't.
It was so confusing.
Wow.
It was so confusing.
Wow.
I was like, wait, did we invite her so we could eat her butt?
Why would you think that?
Because I was confused. She was so sure of it. And then she turned over at Klebone on the couch and was like, oh, the heat got in my ass. And I'm like, oh, God, that poor guy.
Come out over here, baby. Bury your face in my rectum.
Yeah. That guy must get a lot of breath mints. This motherfucker over here is drinking Mentos. Chasing Mentos with hard liquor. Because when it comes to Shanty's asshole, he's a hard liquor.
Did you call her Shanty?
Shanty.
She's a Shanty.
That's a
the
bar.
Shanty, yes.
That's
the
bar,
Shanty.
Billy. That is a bar. That is a bar.
Shanty for Christ.
Shanty for Christ.
Yeah.
You have a clip.
Wait, what are we looking for a clip of?
Okay, I got you. Danny, don't tell me I don't defend you. All right? Yeah, I know you didn't say that. All right.
She did. She literally said
she did.
The
say
only
that.
Reason we want her on the show is so we could lick her ass, and we never wanted her on the show.
Yeah.
And so now I'm worried if she comes on the show, she's gonna present.
I'm gonna spread my fucking back to back.
I'm worried she's gonna present the Wonka starfish and make us everlasting gobstoppers. I'm not down for that. I'm not down for that. I don't want to ride on the hoe piercer, man.
Everlasting gobstoppers, then you really might know what it's like.
Yeah.
All right, Shanny, I think they're playing with you, Shanny.
Where is the video? Where's the video? Hold on.
The Shanny video?
Yeah, yeah, where she... I know it existed. Maybe it got deleted, but...
Let me ask you, did he say that?
I'm going to try and find her channel and see if I can
find it, because if that's the case, then she deleted it. She deletes all those crazy videos that she makes.
Oh, okay. Then it's probably gone. It did. No, she did.
Oh my gosh, she has so many videos. Christ.
Yeah.
I'm like 1 month back, and there's 400 videos.
G-Man, while they search for that video, I'm like, you know, so you referred to yourself as a master debater. How does one get so good at master debating?
I'm not walking into that.
I'm curious. I want to know how do you get a hold of the skill? Like, does it do you have to?
Well, here's the thing. This is how you get good at it. Okay.
Go ahead.
You get a piece of bread. You get some peanut butter. You put the peanut butter on the bread. You get some jelly. Put some jelly on the bread. You put the other piece on it. Right. Then what you do after that? You go Vaseline. You get the
and then you find a safe.
You put Vaseline, and then you turn it sideways. You bend over, and you stick it up Monty's. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. You stick it up Billy's behind. That's how you get good at debating.
So you get good at debating by fucking me in my ass? That's strange. That's a strange tactic for a Christian.
There's a science to this. You get a piece of bread. You get some peanut butter. You put it on. You put some jelly on it. Keep squeezing the jelly. All right?
So this is your fetish?
Then get the biggest thing of Vaseline you can find and mush it all over your hands, all over your body.
That's not keto.
Then you bend Billy over. Then you take that disgusting piece of sandwich you have and stick it up straight up his behind.
The least believable thing here isn't that you could bend me over, is that you could make a sandwich. something about this.
How do we figure out which way is sideways, though, G-Man? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Which way is sideways?
What, do you cut the crust off your peanut butter sandwich before you jam it up my ass?
Like this, and you go, whoop.
Okay. I mean, I guess. I still don't understand.
Is he cueing the porno music because he's talking about jamming sandwiches up my ass?
That's his atheist owned.
Wait.
What? You brought up putting sandwiches in my ass. We were just talking about eating Shanny's ass, and then you want to put something that you eat in my butt? That's a little suspect. We usually go out at the LGBBQs. We don't fuck around with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you know? We got those big old kielbasas, some nice tacos.
None of you, right?
Some horchata?
Just know it. It's coming.
If you want to bring some horchata to my LGBBQ, we might let you in, but not a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Sandwich?
That's not how you're getting into my LGBBQ.
I'm going to beat you, Billy. I'm going to beat you, Billy. I'm going to defeat you, Billy. Bad. Really, really, really bad.
Ow.
All right. So my question, G-Man, is why do you want to Hannibal beat if you're already good enough to make a song better than what Hannibal can produce? Why do you want one of his beats?
My lyrics are lethal. My lyrics are lethal. I just need the beat. So of course, you have to sign some. I use your beat though, because I don't trust atheists. I think that you guys are flagging me because you don't, because you just want to do it. So,
nobody
said I or Hannibal were atheists. We have never said anything about.
I'm I forgot about that, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
And at no point, three theists are here.
Three theists versus two atheists.
We never claim to participate in this discussion.
hey, Hannibal, can I see your face?
Hannibal?
No. Can I see what you look like?
No.
This is what Hannibal looks
wait,
like.
Wait.
Whoa.
Yeah, Hannibal and I have been friends for over 10 years now. I've probably seen his face in the single digits. I've seen his face before he started doing the mask all the time. But lately, I never see his face.
There was another person that did what he's doing. He's on his show. His name is, but he was a Rey Mysterio copycat. I think that was Ben. Ben was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
199.
Some of us wear masks. Others of us wear bandanas.
There's a classic DP. No, on the real, he deserves a donation just for doing that right there. There you go.
Even G-Man would say that.
That's why I know eventually you're going to do a show where he takes a mask off. Maybe it might happen when you get a million subscribers. You'll say when you hit a million, he'll take the mask off.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Oh, is that what we're going to do? You don't know us very well, G-Man.
The word according to G-Man. Hey, man. Listen. How do you guys feel about the Hebrew Israelites?
How do you two feel about the Hebrew Israelites?
We honestly don't think about it very often.
Yeah.
At all.
I think they're similarly crazy to other religious people.
Yeah.
They're a little more obnoxious.
I think they
want to
murder
more.
You, G-Man. I think they might want to murder
you. You don't know that half of it.
Well, tell us. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, tell us more about that. I'm curious.
You will celebrate. They'll murder me one day, and everybody on YouTube will celebrate.
I would celebrate if you were murdered, G-Man. So, that's a fact.
Yes, G-Man's open YouTube. Yes, yes.
Wait, I think Hannibal's got a question.
Yeah, G-Man, I have a genuine question, no bullshit. Like, why do you think I know there's people that watch your videos and genuinely like enjoy what you do, but there's a lot of people that hate watching your videos. Why are you so despised? What's the thing about G-Man that people don't understand or that they're getting wrong?
Three words.
That's a good question.
No, I'm sorry, four. Three words. The truth hurts. That's why they hate watching my video. The truth hurts.
Mm. I mean, getting shot hurts. I mean, the truth is whatever. I got plenty of friends that got shot, and they never was like, oh, man, the truth is burning so hard. Like, that's not, you know.
They don't like hearing about how evolution is a bedtime story. They don't like hearing about how they're not really atheists. They don't like hearing a lot of the stuff that I got to say, even though I defend a lot of them on a regular basis. And I say, hey, white people ain't devils. White people not the devil. The devil is a spirit. And I defend them. You think an atheist would give me a thumbs up? You think they would give me a thumbs up? Nope, I get all these thumbs down from them. They like it when those people go outside and say that kind of thing. They better be happy there are people like me on YouTube that stand up for those guys.
I don't understand. I don't understand how evolution being real.
When I see atheists own, they laugh at me, but they really put my stuff on the map.
Can a real Christian believe that evolution is real?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Can a real Christian believe that evolution is real?
It's possible.
Whoa, man, that's not what I expected.
All right. G-Man,
you blew my mind right there.
G-Man,
Under what circumstances?
Okay. If they're deceived. Because I believe in microevolution. I believe in variations within the kind.
Do you understand that if you take enough variations in anything, eventually you have a huge variation? If variations never stop happening, eventually a variation over a long period of time becomes a bunch of small variations becomes a large variation.
Yeah. Like, actually,
90 minutes have passed since we started it. That turned into an hour and a half.
Ooh. Wow. Guess what, though, Monty? That's still called time. Time never turned into
something. But a minute is the micro. The hour is the macro, G-Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to do this. Hold on. I need some glasses. Hold on. Here we go. G-Man, do you believe that evolution is plastic to the environment? Yeah, Thunderfoot, I'm teasing you. Do you believe that
I don't think he's watching.
Plastic to the environment? That's the only time I ever lost a debate on this. The one person that beat
the only time is was with Thunderfoot.
Only time he's lost.
Yeah, the only time. And it never happened again.
G-Man, what if evolution is God's reason to how?
Contradict the Bible, and I don't believe that. So that's a good question, though.
Okay.
That was actually I can't make fun of that. That's actually a good question.
But I mean,
is it plastic to the environment? When is Dusty Smith going to be on here again?
Not anytime soon. Hey, what happened with you and? You had a debate with Kyle. You were on the non sequitur. That was
a
crazy debate.
About that? I was on a non sequitur show, and Godless Engineer and Kyle couldn't deal with my question when I.
Did you win?
They were animals.
Would you say you won?
G-Man always
wins. I would say that I went on there and I made my point. I don't consider that to be considered a debate. That was
what was
debate.
Your biggest victory, would you say? Which
that
victory?
Wasn't a debate.
Which victory did you win? Like the biggest win?
Well, against the Hebrew Israelites, I would say.
Oh, damn.
What's your second
they
want to
kill him.
Well, the Hebrew Israelites, I got my first, second, third, my biggest wins. I'm talking about with the atheists as far as my biggest wins. I got to think about that one because there's a lot of them to choose from. I don't know.
You know, Red's rhetoric, he really doesn't like you.
Oh, trust me. I met him in person. I got him so mad that he was walking back and forth with his head down, going like this. Oh, I'm going to shoot me. I'm going to shoot me. Yeah, he can't stand me. You're right about that, yeah.
Oh, damn. That bad?
Who can only walk back and forth and go, who happens to be a woman.
That's what he was like?
I wouldn't imagine me.
Wow, all right.
G-Man? All
right. Did you? Red, anytime you want to come on the Drunken Peasant, hang go one on one with G-Man. Don't sing it, dude. Bring it. Nobody's afraid of you, Red.
Why are you quoting the first African-American WWE champion, The Rock? You keep quoting the first African-American WWE champion, The Rock.
I watched WrestleMania with G-Man, and G-Man said Kofi was the first.
Yeah, how come you haven't quoted Kofi if you think he was the first?
Kofi Kingston is the first one. I never said The Rock was. Kofi
but you keep quoting The Rock.
Yeah, but The Rock...
Well, I'm a Rock fan.
Technically, good, he is good. The first one.
The great one.
He is, yeah. G-Man, did you tell an atheist that you'd be glad to see them in hell?
Yes, I did, apparently.
Does that mean you think
apparently
you're going to hell?
I think on the modern day debate.
Does that mean you think you're going to go to hell because you're going to see an atheist there?
No. If you look at what happened in context, he was attempting to get under my skin, so I gave him a receipt.
And your receipt was that you were going to go to hell to see him there?
No, I said this. He attempted to get under my skin, so he got a taste of his own medicine.
How? By you were saying that you would see him in hell, insinuating you were going to hell.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't medicine, if you were a Christian, wouldn't your best medicine be not putting yourself in a place where you're in hell no matter what somebody said to you?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Yeah. The reason why he would serve the gold
hold on.
On a regular basis. He is actually consciously making a decision to go there. He wants to go there. And if I'm not mistaken, I gotta swear he says something along the lines of who would want to live forever? Well, if you don't want to live forever, you can go to Lake of Fire then. Have fun there.
That's the other option.
Is that the only option?
Well, yeah, it's heaven and hell. That's it.
Well, wouldn't you live forever in a lake of fire? Isn't that worse than living forever?
No, that's the second death.
The second death.
Spiritual death and physical death are two different things. We're talking about spiritual death. We're talking about you being apart from God.
Oh, you're talking about Doctor Who.
Ah.
Somebody talking about Doctor Who. See, you guys don't. You guys never read the Bible before. I can tell, but it's all.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Doctor Who?
Yeah, like Doctor Who has. Whenever Doctor Who has his second death, a new actor takes over.
Yeah, when do we get new Jesus? You guys have been talking about Jesus coming back all this time. What if this entire time we didn't realize new Jesus was Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
Because if I could come back and I was God, I'd come back as a 7 foot something fucking baller. Yeah. You know
if,
I would.
What if Jesus was George Carlin and he regenerated as Lewis Black?
What if Christopher Hitchens came back and actually came back as a rat? I don't know.
What if Jesus came back and he came back as Dragnut?
Well, that definitely ain't gonna happen. That's for
Are
sure.
you sure? Did Dragnut's not Jesus?
I'll tell you if you're sure about that. A million per- no, I'm no, no. I'm sorry. I'm infinitely sure about that. There ain't no number. I'm infinitely sure about that.
G-Man,
I can't be wrong.
Do you shave? Do you shave your head, G-Man?
No, I went to the barber and told him to cut everything off.
Nice. I don't.
What are you gonna do?
I know. I have very long hair. I have very, very long hair. I have it up right now in a ponytail. It's up. But I am kind of thinking what I should do with my hair. I have some friends that think I should get a haircut. And I don't know what to do with it. I don't think I would look good. I don't think
Why
I have
would
a.
You
a
bald? Billy?
Yeah, I don't think I have a good bald head. I don't think
don't
I'd
do that, Billy.
I don't think I'd have a good bald head.
Yeah, you'll look like the kingpin if you do that. Don't
on
do that.
The drunken peasants, you'll get quadruple the views. Just go. I'm thinking about getting a haircut one day on live on camera one day.
Well, but like your hair's already not there. Like you getting a haircut wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like you'd have to grow your hair out like Monty getting a haircut. That'd be a huge deal.
See, I can make
Monty's
that
got the dreads.
Are you in the same house?
My what?
Are you and Ben in the same house?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know where all the LGBT talk is coming from. Okay, I didn't know that, man.
That doesn't mean we live together.
Okay, so if Ben and I
are in the same room, that means we live together.
That means G-Man definitely ate Shanny's butthole. Based on his logic, he definitely...
No, I didn't know those two guys lived together.
Ate the poo-poo. I don't live with Ben. I'm here doing the show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're in denial. Okay.
The Nile's not just a river in Africa, my dude.
What did I come back to?
All right, I got you.
Apparently, you and Billy are gay now.
Okay.
Because G-Man has decreed it.
Hey, I never said that. I just said he was in denial. They were living together. He's got long hair. He's got long hair.
You know we're not living together.
Long hair means you're gay?
It's the same logic that leads to Michelle Obama being a man.
Yeah.
And The Rock isn't black
G-Man,
because he's not all the way black.
If two men are having butt sex, G-Man,
have
does
you
that
had
affect
a DNA test,
Ooh.
G-Man?
Ooh, that was below the belt. Yes, I had a DNA test. Actually.
And it came up 100% African?
It came up 100%, and then I'm a man.
No!
You know, G-Man, I hate to tell you this, but almost 50% of your DNA is not man DNA, it's woman DNA.
Just
it comes from your
favor,
mom.
Man. Whatever you guys are doing in that house when the show is off, just keep it to yourself. Don't
okay.
come on you.
Snookums. I can't wait to butt bang your wires.
Jeez, Benjamin. Benjamin, do you want to pause? Do you want to go to commercial so I can lick your balls, Ben?
Wait.
Could you go to commercial so I can lick your balls?
Up in my palm like this, it's going to be so beautiful.
G-Man, if gay people are gay, does that affect your chances of getting into heaven if other people are gay?
Oh no! It
then why do you care if other people are gay? What's the big deal?
Their chances of getting there.
Well, but what do you care if they can't get into heaven? They're living their life the best way they know how.
Why do you care about this topic so much?
Because I care about why you would hate the pursuit of happiness in a homosexual person's life.
Okay, I told you whatever happens in Ben's house stays between you two.
So right? So like,
but you're anti-LGBTQ.
When's the last marathon you ran, G-Man? G-Man's a marathon runner.
Ben, I was wondering about you guys for a long time, man, but now I understand.
Yeah,
why
sure. I'm going to blow him later, but let's talk about something else
Straight
now.
Up, if you fantasize about me and Ben having sex, more power to you, my dude. That's the gift that keeps on giving, because Ben and I don't have to fuck once, but in your mind, we've done it thousands of times, so congratulations.
Yeah, you've convinced me to actually try it.
Yeah.
Thanks for finally being the final nail in the coffin of my heterosexuality.
I was stuck in an elevator with this guy.
I wasn't even thinking about it, and then now I'm like, yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Ben. Do you think me and Shani would make a good couple?
Yeah.
You think that me and Shani would make
you
a good
never
couple?
Fail to surprise me. That's, I mean,
I think you and Shani would make an excellent couple, my dude.
Okay, yeah.
I think I want to see the little babies.
We can call you G Shan.
Yeah.
G Shan.
G Shan.
G Manny for Christ.
Power couple. That would be for sure, right?
Yeah, that'd be a couple. Yeah.
How about Chris Chan? G Man.
Chris Chan. Yes.
Yeah. Do you know about Christine Weston Chandler?
No, I don't know who that is.
Would you go on a date with Christine Weston Chandler?
Who's that?
Hold on, I'll play you a video.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go.
Let's see. Hold on.
How have you not seen Chris Chan yet, G-Man? Come on.
Chris, I mean, look, to be fair, I didn't see Chris Chan.
Ask the audience today, do they think I would make a good couple with Shani? Like, would I make a good husband with Shani?
I think audience you'd make a better one with...
Damn, that shit just graduated from couple.
Audience watching. If you think G-Man and Shani would make a good couple, one in the chat. Yeah. If you think they would make G-Man a horrible couple, two in the chat.
Did she send you nudes, G-Man?
No. I'm just asking a question. Do you think I would make a good husband for her?
Look, a good husband?
I don't normally ask that question unless I'm interested.
Man, my guy G-Man says that with a gleam in his eye.
What do you guys think? I want to vote.
I'm saying yes. You'd make a wonderful husband.
G-Man, here's your future bride.
Here we go.
Christine Weston Chandler.
Hello, everybody. This is Christine Weston Chandler, son at you, coming in late to you live from my face.
Isn't she gorgeous?
That's a dude.
What?
Come on. That's
how dare you? How dare you, sir?
That's phobic.
I just want you to know, home, G-Man, that is the first time I smiled in about 30, 40 minutes just now. This is fucking hilarious. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just say
how
that
dare you, G-Man?
Is that one of the crazy people that want to be called a woman that's really a man?
What?
Virginia. I mean,
that's disgusting.
Which has now been correctively and recognized officially by Google as, and with fan support bringing the name up, this is officially Sonichu headquarters.
You'd hit that, G-Man.
Official.
No, I wouldn't. That's a man. I don't do guys. I do G-Man. Women all shapes and sizes, but not
don't
no
stop,
man.
Get
that's
it,
for sure.
Get
that's a dude.
Don't
and
stop,
an ugly
get
one
it,
on
get
top
it.
Of that. That's a dude.
So, G-Man, do you think you'd make... G-Man, do you think you'd make a good husband for Shani for Christ?
Sorry, say that again?
Do you think you could serve Shani for Christ as a husband in the eyes of the Lord?
Look, I think I can serve her.
Yeah, could you serve as her husband in the eyes of the Lord?
Could you? I just wanted to vote whether or not you guys thought...
Why though?
Listen to me,
Playboy.
There has
to be a reason why you would ask that.
Listen to me, Playboy.
Billy's asking if you can deliver that beef like Sizzler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can hear her now. G-Man, I'm married, G-Man. You had your chance.
You had your chance?
Oh, yeah.
Man, wait a minute. What did we just unpack?
G-Man's dropping all this shit on us right now.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
I don't like Jenny, but I don't like her romantically. She's funny sometimes, but I don't like her.
Would you leg drop her?
Yeah.
Would I leg drop her?
Yeah.
If I leg drop her once, I'm going to have to let her leg drop me like five times to justify my one leg drop.
Whoa, what the
fuck?
What
does that mean?
No, I mean a Hulk Hogan leg drop. I'm talking about when you jump in the air and you drop the leg on their upper torso.
Okay.
Hit the leg like that.
G-Man's teaching you how to wrestle.
Would you slap the meat up against her face a couple of times to wake her up like a little pepper spray?
You know what? I would definitely go buy a hamburger from McDonald's or something like that. Maybe some raw meat and just play with her and just take the steak, the raw meat.
Oh, you would for the raw meat, G-Man?
My guy.
Not even cover it up?
No, I would go buy a steak from
Oh, I didn't hear that.
House, or from ShopRite or Pathmark or something like that, or whatever you guys call them places around y'all, whatever. And I would take the steak and I would slap her in the face with that to play with her.
That's a strange fetish. I like it.
Slap her in the face with the meat. Got it. All right.
Hamburger, yeah. Or perhaps with some deer or something. I don't know.
Some tube steak.
G-Man, I can't remember one time someone asked you to clarify your views on Bush, and I can't remember what you said. So, yes, Bush or no Bush?
Why are you flinching like that when you talk?
Yes, Bush or no Bush?
No, I didn't like George W. because he went over there and bombed Iraq because without no proof. I don't know why you're doing that, so I had to kill two birds with one stone.
Do you like pussy without hair on it, or do you like pussy with big old mounds of yuck muff? Like, I imagine Shanny for Christ has what yuck would muff. Be equivalent to a 70s shag carpet. God.
What has this turned into?
Why?
Yeah.
Yuck muff.
You guys talking about her like that. That's not
what
nice.
Did this turn into?
Do you think she's shaving down there?
About that like that.
Like, honestly, if she shaves down there, I think it's going to look less like a vagina.
Shanny is a very loving, giving person who takes things back when she can't get
this
her
episode
weight and control
is incredible,
people.
And you all are sleeping. Like the stream for these sweet boys.
But he's sweet.
All right. And go ahead and read those Streamlabs and shit, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a bunch of them came in.
Yeah.
All right, G-Man. Wait a second, G-Man.
We got one from Hypothesis. Introducing first.
What's up?
Introducing first, representing the New Day from Shanny's Guest House, he is automatically the winner of the match, Big G Manston, and his opponent, Hey Hannibal. By the way, play that compilation I sent, Dickless Pranguses. Brett Keane says, I can't believe you're on the scammer show, G-Man. I thought you're my chocolate friend. You're not a real Christian, G-Man. I'm never having on my show again. Also, check out Games You Love.
You know, G-Man denied the existence of God in a video. Oh, he called himself the chocolate atheist.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we talked about that on our G-Man episode.
Pimp Monk says, book me next week. I'll battle G-Man seriously. I'm blacker than he is.
Wow. Oh.
And,
did you hear that?
And you know what? You get 10 quantity points for the great Pimp Monk impression.
Brett Keane made a video?
No, Brett Keane just sent us $10
but
to say that.
But it wasn't really him. It's a troll.
Oh, you mean it's not really Brett Keane?
Oh,
the real
yeah.
Brett Keane
I mean,
didn't
yeah,
send us
$10? Yeah, that is Brett Keane.
I thought for sure the real Brett Keane would send us
$10. I have to ask you a question, Ben.
Real quick, we got to get through our lovely donos. Alan Reyes said, Hannibal Monti on DP? I nutted. Creamsicle said, I was the DP fan that G-Man met, and I got to know him in the biblical sense of the word. I sent you the clip of our passionate love session, Ben.
You gave Brett Keane a grand, and you never gave me a dollar.
My guy, if you want some money, God will provide. Alan
right.
Reyes. How do you know Ben
Am
didn't
I God?
Set
that... Am I God now?
Yeah. How do you know Ben didn't set up that fucking steel, what is it called, a vault? The bank vault that G-Man broke into?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they gave Brett Keane $1,000.
Yeah, everybody already knows this. That was public information. People already knew this. People have known this. That was years ago, and people already know. You're not telling anyone anything they don't already know.
So
this is already known.
But I'll tell you.
When am I going to get my dollar?
Who's paying to see you?
I went like 1% of what Brett Keane got.
Dude,
I'll send you like a nice box of Oreos or something.
You heard that, guys? You heard that? Brett Keane get a grand. I don't even get a quarter. Ain't
They've already heard this.
No,
shut
look, you
up
get more
about
than a quarter.
It.
Okay. Billy just offered you a box of a.
I was gonna send you. I was gonna find a nice flavor Oreo and have it sent to your house.
Cash App is G-Man 3233.
So Alan Reyes says, "G-Man, you're mental. Get professional, non-religious help. That is all."
Oh, did you brought the Vigilant Christian?
By the way, I appreciate that. I will definitely go and take a shower when this is over. That I will definitely do. Thank you very much.
So, G-Man, did you hear about the Vigilant Christian and how he likes dick and stuff like that?
Yes. Why do you want to talk about him?
I was just asking if you heard about that.
I'm not being respectful towards you and Billy. You know what I mean? But if you really want to talk about that, maybe you should come out the closet. I don't know.
Is he your buddy?
Vigilant Christian Mario?
Yeah.
Vigilant Christian Mario has said he's sorry about what he's done multiple occasions. But then he just got kicked out of rehab.
He got kicked out of rehab and said it was satanic.
So I'll say this again. I don't have anything negative to say about Vigilant Christian Mario. And I think everybody that is judging him needs to take a look at themselves before they talk about him.
But he judged everyone else forever.
Yeah. You know how many times he judged Eminem? That man is the GOAT. How dare he?
For real.
He talked about the Illuminati and the New World Order.
But he talked about Beyonce and Katy Perry and shit, too.
Stop and apologizing to these trolls and get back to work making your videos. That's what I would tell you.
Why are you so protective of Mario? Are you a member of Mario's Illuminati?
Do you have...
And I see you, Jim Beam.
Does Mario have pictures of your penis that he shows the girls?
Yeah, you know
he
Mario was sending
with?
Dick pictures of other men.
Why? Why would he do that?
Wow, that's shocking. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Wow, he's a sinner. I kind of knew that before he did all of that stuff.
Josh Newpointo loves to watch Hannibal and Monty react
I don't
to
think
madness.
He, you know, honestly, I don't think he should be ashamed of it. I think he should embrace it.
You mean like you and Billy do? Well, how come you and Billy won't embrace it?
Honestly, dude, I wish I was gay. I would embrace it like crazy.
He's gonna embrace it later. He's thinking about it now.
Yeah, Billy, we already said we're gonna do it as soon as the show's done. We can't do it on YouTube.
G-Man, if I was gay, I would be very fucking proud and happy to be gay.
No, we are gay now.
Are we?
Yeah, okay. G-Man convinced us. Now we're gay.
Huh. If you think about it that way, you would lose viewership.
We'd lose viewership if we were gay?
No, dude, we gain viewership. What are you talking about? What time are you living in?
Because if we were gay, we're the type of people that give back to our fans, and we have more boy fans than girl fans, so we'd fuck all our boy fans. We'd get more viewers.
Viewers will go down because of all of the political stuff that's going on right now.
Do you think that people leave this channel for political talk? They're like, oh, God, the drunken peasants are talking politics again. We got to go.
Yeah.
Is that a MAGA hat that you're wearing that you use puffy paint to write Jesus is Lord on? Oh, that's an actual Jesus is Lord
hat. Yeah, it's
hat.
Not puffy paint.
Nice. I thought it might have been a repurposed MAGA hat.
If I felt like getting it, I would. And I would show you.
Yeah. You're a sweet boy.
So we did mostly...
I might get the four drunken peasants on here. It would be me, because I'm probably the... I don't know. Next to Pet Monk, I got to be the person that's been on here the most.
I think G-Man should come to Seattle and smoke a whole bunch of weed. And
I went and smoked a weed. That's another reason why I lost the house.
G-Man, do you wanna sync up our visits to Seattle? You can come with me and Hannibal.
We'll smoke all kinds of weed.
Why would you do that?
Come on, it'll be a good time, G-Man.
Hey Ben, what's your opinion of Bray Wyatt? In the theme game.
I mean, I don't. I haven't been watching wrestling recently, but I've always liked him as a wrestler, and I know he has like a Mr. Rogers kind of character now. And that, it, I mean, it's cool.
What do you think about AEW?
It's cool. I think they have their first TV show coming up.
I think it's debuting the first week of October.
Yeah.
On TNT.
Yeah, you know what? There's a G-Man, there's a woman referee for AEW. She was the ref for the first world title match for AEW, and she's a ref locally here in Seattle.
Yeah, she's
like here. Right before the AEW event happened, we saw her like a week before. Yeah. At a live indie wrestling show.
She works the indie fed that all my friends work at, and her name here was Girl Hebner.
Girl Hebner.
But now she's...
I don't know what my finisher is.
I love it. I love it.
What did I use? I think I used the leg drop, and I used the... I used Dino Bravo's finisher.
You used Dino Bravo's finisher, the Canadian strongman Dino Bravo.
Yeah, I used this finisher. It was a side slam I used. I used that in a leg drop.
Wait, how did we get here? What context are we? Do you wrestle?
I used to go to wrestling school.
Okay. Okay.
I was trained by one of the Laparkins from WCW.
One of the Laparkas?
All right.
I think you said Laparkins. Right. I'm
but Ben, familiar. You said you trained for wrestling, right? That's the only thing that.
No, well, I tried, but I never actually wrestled. Like, I tried doing like an introductory training.
You want to hear something funny? I was teased last night by some YouTubers last night because they said that I got hit by a chair and I quit doing it. But they started laughing about it. But apparently, they never been hit in the head as hard as somebody could with a steel chair before.
A lot of people don't even do that anymore.
I've been hit in the head with a steel chair before. I didn't quit, pussy. Pussy.
That happened to me after.
You don't think God would take care of you after one steel chair shot?
G-Man, I've been counting the bars for this entire show. Billy's like five ahead of you right now on the bars on this show alone. Bars, yeah.
Which is good because I've had a whole bunch of bars tonight, so you're keeping up.
Yeah.
So, Ash Scott said, back to the question about the safe. Kungalai Kongi says, Gary, is that you, Gary? Caliphicent said, I have indisputable evidence for evolution based on G-Man's scientific method. I prayed to evolution to turn my puppy into a non-canine. Between yes, no, or not now, evolution said, not now. Checkmate, G-Man.
Oh. That's a good one.
Oh, he showed me.
I'm sorry, Wilson says, ask G-Man why he told an atheist he was going to go be glad to see them in hell. We already went over that.
Yes, we did.
Two Guns No Ammo again said this episode is incredible. Y'all are sleeping like the stream for these sweet boys. Thank you. And S. Winnegar says, somebody better dig up a Gale Cord Schuler video. Gangster. And Josh New Point O says, watching Hannibal and Monty react to this madness is hilarious. Great show. And I'm sorry, said, technically, since the WWE owns WCW, the first black champion was Ron Simmons. But that's not the WWE championship. Yeah,
that's the WCW championship.
Independent world title.
Anyway, that's great. Kofi
Ron Simmons was badass.
Not the difference. So
how much of a percentage of black does somebody have to be G-Man in order to be considered black?
That's what I was asking him earlier. I want to know. I want to see his DNA test, see what percentage he is, because I'm willing to bet he's not 100%.
Look at that fat boy. Look at that big fat boy.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to play this. There's Ronald McFondle in the back there. Check this out. You want to take one of these, G-Man? You think you'll get back up from one of these? Ooh! Oh, damn, dude. Oh, damn, motherfucker.
There it is.
Young Bill Fridge, give you a fecalator?
Fecalator.
Fecalator.
All right. Fridge, I'm body slam him. I mean, I would lose on purpose, because it's actually more fun losing than it is winning.
You take a dive to an atheist?
Yeah, I'll take a dive. I'll let you go to the top rope, give me a leg drop in the top rope, and beat me. But before that happens...
What if the match was heaven versus hell? the world title between Satan and God. Yeah. Billy the Fridge representing Satan. Would you take the dive in that match?
G-Man, this is why you should take the dive, because if you lose to me in the corner of Satan, you get to prove to people that Christ is a redeemer, and all you have to do is accept Christ, and he will redeem you. So you can lose all you want to me. You can lose the title for God.
You will never get this.
I won't get Shanny's cookie.
You will never get this ever.
What is going on?
I would rather eat that than Shanny's pussy. And I'm not keto. Or I am keto. Lord. Shit. That's not keto.
Let me do.
Thank you, Billy, for pronouncing it correctly. Take much money for God's sakes. Take my money for God's sakes. Now get some Brent Spider content on here. Brent Spider.
Was that a good superhero? Someone who was bitten by a radioactive Brent Spiner?
A Brent Spiner?
Spiner Man. Spiner Man.
I like it.
Yes,
I like it. Spiner Man.
Spiner Man.
Spiner Man.
Radioactive Spiner Man.
So dumb.
Yes.
Spider Man.
Yeah, yeah. His power would just be that a bunch of just like 5 pounds of makeup just appears on his face as soon as he snaps his fingers.
I want to like this Picard show that's coming out so bad. I hope it's good.
Oh, me too.
I want to like it. If I don't like I'm not going to waste time talking shit about it.
Don't put your expectations up too high. Just like, you know, just go into it. Just be like, all right, well, let's see what it is.
My expectations are low.
That way you won't be like, because I think your expectations are going to make it not be as good.
No, my expectations are low because of Discovery. My expectations are low.
All right. I still haven't seen Discovery, so I don't know.
Try it out.
Picard,
you ever see what a Klingon looks like in Discovery?
What the fuck was on that cookie, G-Man? Did you spit out your gum on your Oreo and then lick it?
I know who's watching this. And
G-Man likes to spit on it a little bit before.
Does Shanny get off to you eating Oreos?
If it ain't spit, it ain't love, right?
That's right.
Ever. Gonna get that chocolate.
This is what Klingons look like in Discovery.
Oh, cool. They made it with the California raisins?
All right, so I haven't seen this.
Yeah, like, here's a Klingon.
I heard it through the grapevine.
Monty, let me ask you a serious question, Monty. A serious question.
Who, me? What's your question? Wait, what?
Definition of a scrub.
What's the definition of a scrub? You asked me this when I was on your channel. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly. He's also known as a buster.
I fucking hate them right now.
Wait a minute. So what's a pigeon?
What's a pigeon?
It's a street rat. Or air rat. Okay. That's what I mean.
The men said that they didn't want no pigeon. What's a pigeon?
I don't think I'm familiar with this phrase.
G-Man, you're from a different part of the country than us.
I remember that song. The guy, after No Scrubs came out, there was some dudes that made a song called No Pigeons.
Oh.
Yeah,
I don't want no pigeons.
Yeah. All right, I missed that one.
A pigeon is a chick, can't get no dick from me.
No gold digging, jobless, lazy, video game playing females trying to take what I got now.
All right.
What did Shanny take from you?
I don't want no pigeon.
Yeah, we really want to hear the true story.
Yeah.
Are you making
pigeon noises?
Yeah.
So, G-Man, did Shanny for Christ eat all the bread you threw on the fucking ground at the park?
No, but she did. You get all the bread. Like...
You got sick head game, my dude. You should become LGBTQ.
I need to leave her alone because she ain't doing nothing to me. I need to leave her alone. But she bothers me so much. You know that woman called me the N-word over and over and over again?
I didn't know that.
That's terribly disgusting.
No chocolate. You're going to have to get on your hands and knees, and you are going to have to beg. You ain't getting on either.
Yes. He's going to slap you in the face with that steak.
Yep.
The tube steak.
G-Man, I think you're an all right guy.
I do too. I agree with you, Billy. I agree with you.
Thoughts on Orange Guy in AEW that wrestled with his hands in his pockets? Also, shout out to Hannibal and his KC rap answer for me months ago. Greetings from Alaska. Davis Huffman. I can't remember the guy's name that does the gimmick where he wrestles with his hands in his pockets, but he's smooth.
If I did, I'd probably give her a heart attack anyway. Because honestly, I don't think she would last a night with me. Honestly, I'd probably give her a heart attack. Honestly.
Oh.
Orange Cassidy is his name?
Damn.
Let's keep it real. You know what I mean?
All right. I'll take your word on it.
She can't keep up with me, and she knows she can't, though. Like, what?
Man.
Tommy from the Bones just threw out the gauntlet to Billy for a body slam challenge.
Oh no! When Lex Luger and Yokozuna did that on the aircraft carrier, Do you remember that shit?
Should we go do a meetup in New York City and have Tommy from the Bronx fucking
can we get an body aircraft slam carrier? Me?
Body slam me?
Is there an aircraft carrier?
Maybe we can do it in front of the White Castle in Times Square.
See, there you go, G-Man. What the fuck are you tongue kissing right now? Stop.
This is fried chicken, brother.
Don't please, G-Man, please stop doing that.
Do you have watermelon too?
I got it all right here, man. I don't expect those guys over there to understand what I'm talking about.
I do like G-Man.
G-Man, please. G-Man, just stop. Stop right now. Please.
G-Man's doing a yuck bang.
Bruh, you were just perpetuating all the negative stereotypes about black people right now.
He's inventing new stereotypes.
Oh my God.
The new Star Trek stuff has to be a certain percent different from the old stuff and is in a different timeline, so to speak, because the people making it are only licensing it from its current owners. Picard will not be directly related. Are you sure he won't be directly related? Picard will not be directly related to TNG, sadly.
Dude, that sucks ass. Really? That's what we want.
But they have data in it, too.
It's corporate bullshit is what it is.
They have data in it as well, though.
It's still like a different timeline, technically.
And they have 7 of 9?
There's only one thing I know of that brings the two timelines together.
J.J. Abrams?
Well, yeah, the J.J. Abrams timeline and the TNG timeline in the game Star Trek Online, that's the story of how those two timelines converge.
Huh.
Because Spock went back in time to stop Romulus and Remus from being destroyed, and Vulcan ended up getting destroyed in the alternate timeline.
I got some fried chicken. I got some stuff chicken rolls with some baked chicken.
You eating good?
Chicken and some honey fried chicken with some yellow rice. Mm. Mm.
Can we talk about chowder for a little while?
Oh my God.
Chowder.
You want some of that?
Yeah, man, let's talk about how much I love kale right now. Let's do that.
Real fun.
G-Man, how much do you tip when you go out to eat?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Truth be told, I don't go out unless I can tip.
Yeah. Like, okay. What would you say is an average tip for you?
15 to 20%.
That's a good tip.
So if I spend $100, I give them $20.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody, any place I go to when I tip, they like me.
Yeah. How do you feel like if everyone's wages were just higher and you didn't have to subsidize their income?
Instead. Oh, you're talking about that legislation that they're talking about giving everybody $1,000 a month or something like that?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, because a lot of tipped employees get paid less than the minimum wage for someone who would work at Walmart or something like that. And I would say just pay them more and don't force the customers to feel obligated to pay more than what they ate or whatever. I'll say this.
If you don't got the money to tip, don't go out to eat.
I went to Europe and I didn't have to tip. I went to Europe and I didn't have to tip, and it was better that way. And I didn't notice. It didn't make a difference to me that the people there were getting paid more. And then I didn't have to worry about tipping. I didn't have to care. Like, I got everything I wanted.
They're preparing your food. I worked in a kitchen before, dude. Encourage them.
The waiter isn't preparing your food.
Do you tip at McDonald's and Burger King also?
You don't know what they're doing with your food.
So the waiter doesn't prepare your food. That's who gets tipped.
They do drop food on the ground, and they do put it back on your plate. That is a reality. They do that kind of stuff. They give you food that is not fresh. That's been sitting in the refrigerator for 4 or 5 days, and we'll cook it. I can tell you all about this, because I have my own kitchen. And number two, I worked in the kitchen thingy for like 4 or 5 years. I can tell you every disgusting thing that goes on back there. And don't you ever get an Asian person managing.
Oh my God. Some real racism from G-Man.
Dude, stomachache. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay.
I told you some of the sexual things that you have to do.
Like, how Asian are we talking about? Like, Jeff, like, are you just
Chinese food and okay, and Oriental food?
Okay. You call it Oriental food? That's what you called it?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said you called it Oriental food.
Oriental food. Okay. Here's the thing now.
From the Orient.
They're not going to be petty. They're not going to be petty and give you drop something on the ground, put it on your plate. They're going to find some expired food. They're going to trim it around the edges and keep just enough bacteria on there so that your stomach can't mess up.
That seems like a terrible business model for a restaurant, G-Man.
Yeah, it's a terrible business model. You shouldn't eat at a lot of places. I can tell you this once you can start off with, but when you go to college,
G-Man,
you're going to trim it around the edges. Don't,
I used to work at a place called Bacteria on your stomach.
Ah, la 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 la.
G-Man.
La 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 la. Ga 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 ga. Ba 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 ba. Ga 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 ga. Fuck you, fuck you, stream snipers. Fuck you, fuck you.
All right.
That was a Shanny for Christ and her.
They're stream sniping us.
Like a child's nightmare just now.
They were watching us, G-Man.
Yeah.
The Shanity was
they're
watching.
They're restreaming our stream.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they do petty stuff like that. Yeah.
They're so petty. Why are they so petty?
They can't talk about anybody.
They can't make their own show. They got to rebroadcast our show to make it entertaining at all. Jesus.
That's what happens when you don't got no talent. Trust me, I go through this all the time. All the time.
Damn. All right.
But the way you get them is this. The way you get them is this. As soon as you find out that they got ads running on their channel, make sure you throw something with some copyright thingy on it, and that'll stop them real fast. Because I'm good at writing music and playing that when I know people are doing it.
Damn, you finna hit him with the Tekashi 6ix9ine move first? Yeah. Fucked up, bro.
I will just put copyright on that thing and say, hey, look, they got copyright on their channel. So fast, they won't know what happened.
So, G-Man, now that you know Shani's watching, do you still want to talk about eating her vagina like an Oreo cookie?
No, what I want to talk about is do you think I would make a good boyfriend for her?
I think you would. Shani, if you're watching right now, ditch the zero and get with a hero. Give me the
that's
G-Man.
Right. That's right. Eat the chocolate that
or, no, Billy, you said it wrong. You said it wrong, Billy. Said it wrong. Ditch that zero.
Can we get Shani's video to 100 dislikes or more? How many dislikes can we give Shani's video?
I don't know. I think that it's really exciting times that we live in. Yeah, we don't want to do that to Shani. All Shani ever did was allow G-Men into her home and into her thighs for a little bit of that topsy-turvy cream fur pie. Oh.
I know a lot more about Shani and her husband than a lot of people care to know. I can tell you the size of
I don't dog. Care to know.
Could you give us a juicy tidbit? You said that she, her and her husband would refer to you as the N-word, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm so angry about that because they never apologized for it.
They should apologize. You
well,
should
actually,
give us.
News, I think apologized. I think he did. I don't know about Shani. Shani doesn't seem to be sorry about nothing.
Could you give us something Shani should be sorry about, like a little morsel of truth that Shani should be apologetic for?
I will regret this. I probably will regret this. Okay, I'll put it to you this way. On the day I went to her house and I got to take a peek in her car. But first of all, do you guys clean your cars?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside of her car was, how can I put this? There was like yesterday, oh, I'm sorry. There was like how can I put this? It was like you know how you take out the garbage and you put it in front of your house?
Yeah.
And you let the garbage come and get it? Uh-huh. Well, I think she forgot to get a couple of weeks in there. Not to mention there was all kinds of like broken electronics in there and a whole bunch of half-eaten food in there. It was like a half-eaten burger that was sitting in there. It was just disgusting. There was bugs crawling all over the place. I had to clean it out for her a little bit. It was disgusting.
Okay.
Actually, come to think about it, it ain't the only thing that she can regret. She can regret the fact that she left her drawers laying around all over the house. It was on the banister. It was in the bedroom. They was in the kitchen. She had her drawers all over the place. It was disgusting.
Sounds like she had a good time before she left.
G-Man, it seems like you know enough about...
They was having a good time. I can assure you of that. All over that place.
I think we're going to go do the post show in a minute here. Don't
knock somebody out, G-Man. That's all I'm saying.
Really quick, G-Man, it seems like you know a lot about Shani.
I think I would make a better boyfriend than the woman that she's ever been with.
Would you whip her into place and have her clean that house up?
He wants in that ass, Shani. You heard it here.
G-Man, your professional opinion. In 2000, do you think Shani voted for that Bush or that Gore? In 2000,
that she voted for that Perot.
That Perot.
I don't think Perot ran in 2000.
You say that she had somebody out on parole in that pussy?
No, she voted for Ross Perot in 2000.
Is that pussy more Bush or Gore? Ross is what Perot. I'm saying.
He voted for Ross Perot.
You know damn well Perot. If there's no Bush on that pussy, it looks like right. Gore, like a pit bull eating a firecracker.
I think we're going to wrap this up and go to the post show in a minute. I think we're going to go. We're going to go. Billy and me are going to go do the post show. Thanks to everyone for being on.
Yes.
How you doing, Shani? Thank you for stalking me again, Shani.
We'll be back on Thursday with a more usual kind of show that we normally do. We decided to talk through
Hannibal,
this one.
Hannibal, check out Hannibal on Twitter. He's got a GoFundMe right now that he's working with due to his car accident.
Yes.
Check him out if you want to help him out. If not, just go there anyways and show him love.
I was actually going to talk to you guys before the show about that, but when I saw what the show was going to be, I kind of was like, let me just play this one close to the chest and see how this G-Man thing plays out. G-Man, I got to tell you, man, just being on the show with you live, you are the most perplexing person I think I've ever met in my life.
We're going to unpack all this on our show. Yeah, let's unpack it all in October.
Intro.
Let's talk outside of the show. Let's talk outside of the show, and then we'll figure it out.
We will talk.
It's always a technicality or whatnot.
It's not a technicality. I just need to I'm trying to figure you out, man. So I'm just trying to figure some shit out.
Why don't you go look at? I can show you the videos you can go watch. That's embarrassing. But that mess that you made, a lot of Christians actually bebop to it. We like it. You got the audacity. We actually like it.
A lot of Christians.
You're actually pretty popular right now, dude. Amongst the Christian community, you actually like that.
Yeah, he knows. But he's got his finger on the pulse of the Christian community. All right, guys.
A whole lot better than that, man.
We are going to go. Billy and me are going to do the post show. We will see you guys there. Good night.
Good night.
Wait.
Time out.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants.